all know Layla. Layla is a bigger celebrity than our two senators.
What's poppin'?
Yeah.
It's the weekend with the Drew and Mike show.
Here's Layla right here.
Currently ranked number 74.
Yeah. It's my number.
On the Apple charts. How about that?
Well, jersey number.
Oh, really? You're number 74?
Making it about me.
It's one of those great numbers that everybody fights for.
Hey, Bruce Matthews, baby.
107, my little league number.
It's not my fault fat people get bad numbers.
I know, that is bullshit. They should let the line wear numbers in the 40s and 30s
and 20s.
Well,
they do in college now. I mean, Michigan, Carlo Kemp's a number two.
Defensive line once in a while. Do offensive linemen ever wear? No, they don't.
Never. Wouldn't that be cool to see an offensive lineman with number like four?
Yeah, it would be kind of cool.
And a quarterback wearing 98.
Yeah.
Oh wait, they did that. Everyone hated it.
Who was 98? Oh yeah, I didn't.
Devin,
like that.
Devin Gardner.
That was a bummer.
And who's that?
It freaked me out. Michigan quarterback.
Oh, sorry.
But that was when they were doing that really cool thing where they celebrated.
Was cool.
It was not cool.
The team
they stopped
sucked,
doing
so
it.
It
was so
not
stupid
cool.
They stopped doing it
because the team sucked.
Just like the, what is the Jim Harbaugh, when you introduce him, you have to say he's the...
The Jay Ira and Nikki Harris family head coach.
What?
Yeah, they sponsored the head coach.
The Donald R. Shepard athletic director.
Really? You can sponsor a human?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's great.
Michigan
that's
does
a great
it.
Idea.
For lots of money.
Lots of schools do.
Too bad it sounds so stupid. Well, I'm just because lots
Izzo.
Of people do it doesn't mean it isn't stupid.
You sponsor Izzo for $1 million. I think that's still available.
We should sponsor Jim Harbaugh then, the Drew and Mike coach.
$10 million.
I don't think we can afford it.
Oh,
yeah, not yet. We'll see.
It'd be so worth it.
Facebook Live brought to you by Grow Green MI, the country's largest hydro store, where they buy in bulk and pass their savings on to you, the Drew and Mike listener. And we're gonna have a promo code on this too
well,
soon.
He heard you say how much you like him.
Oh man, PJ, I can't just trust us.
You like him.
Mention the podcast for exclusive deals like gallons of SLF 100 for $99, Hanna Grow Line Combo Tester for $140, and Advanced Nutrients Big Bud 23 liters, normally $730, now just $399 for Drew and Mike listeners only. So demand it and mention us by name. Yeah, make sure you mention the podcast. Grow Green MI and M36 and Whitmore Lake are online at growgreenmi.com.
How do we sell more wheat?
Brandon's got his lock of the week.
Ooh.
New feature for the weekend.
I need a lock.
Oh, yeah.
And this is how we're going to get my paycheck doubled in my account with the lock of the week. Patrick was going to help us with the lock of the week. Let me see if
he's probably doing more research.
Patrick, okay.
He likes to
does
research.
His homework?
He does.
What are you, an odds maker?
Okay, Patrick's. I like the teams with the points next to them in parentheses. Well, you gave me like five locks of the six locks of the week.
Maybe he's giving you a parlay.
It's a lock of the week.
Yeah, we'll let Patty give it out.
No, it's your lock of the week, Brandon.
No, Patio Furniture gives us the parlay of the week. You can give us a lock.
Oh, the parlay of the week.
What's your lock of the week, Brandon?
Well,
while you're thinking about it, I'll mention mybookie.ag.
Why are you just randomly choosing one?
Promo code Drew. Here's what you do. Go to mybookie.ag, make a deposit, and you'll double your first deposit. Use promo code Drew to activate the offer. Again, that's promo code Drew. You can bet on almost anything in the world of sports. You can bet in the middle of the game. You can bet on the first quarter, as Mark likes to do, because he doesn't want to watch the whole game.
Oh, it's great.
That is cool. You just get a real quick rush in 45 minutes.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
I've never thought about that before.
Shorten the game.
Great idea.
The crazy thing is,
45 minutes.
The team doesn't know it, so they don't adjust how they play, which stinks.
Right.
Sometimes you want somebody to score before the quarter's done, and they know there's just another one.
If somebody's throwing the game, it won't affect your bet in the first quarter.
Oh.
You can bet on fantasy players. You can bet over-unders. Bet everything on mybookie.ag. Promo code Drew. And again, remember, your first deposit, you can double your first deposit, just like you'll be doubling your paycheck. How about that? And now the lock of the week.
Boom! Hot take!
Well, easy locks would definitely be like Wisconsin and Ohio State because they're taking Illinois and Northwestern, respectfully. But that's
what's the line?
It's a little too easy.
No, that's not easy. Well, depending on what they're giving up,
it's
I don't have the line available.
Oh, my God.
What kind of lock of the week is this?
Is
this how you handle all the locks on my account?
I had no idea that we were going to do a lock of the week like 3 minutes into the show, I can tell you that.
Well, you're going to do the research while we're doing
during
the show.
I thought that I was going to take Patrick's locks, but
well, Patrick has six locks.
Six locks.
Toledo plus 1.5 against Ball State.
Oh yeah, which is it's always fun betting on a game you're not going to watch.
I know. Toledo minus 3.5 against Kansas State. Oregon minus 2.5 at Washington.
Toledo minus 2.5.
Yes, at Washington. I'm sorry, Toledo at Ball State, plus 1.5.
Okay, I was going to say, that line was off.
Oregon minus 2.5 at Washington, Florida minus 5.5 at South Carolina, Baylor at Oklahoma State, minus 3.5. Take the first team. A $10 bet on that five-game parlay pays out $230. That's why Patrick's in celebrity net worth. $467 on a $10 bet, depending on odds when submitted. Huh.
Oh, he's got disclaimers?
Well, yeah, slightly. He also says he likes Dice's biography, Dice on the show.
Oh. Cool.
So there you go.
The lock's got to be the Patriots. It has to be.
How many points?
Ten points.
But it's the New York Jets. And I know they have Darnold back, and they played a lot better with him last week. But the Patriots are rolling. It's the lock. Spike King would probably have the same lock.
You don't think it's the Saints getting 3.5 at Chicago?
Nope.
I think Brandon's fudging the lock of the week. And it concerns me because I wonder how many other locks of the week he's fudged just because he wanted to have a bet.
Fake it till you make it, though, right?
Yeah. On Drew's account.
Well, we'll see how it does. Meanwhile,
that's got to be the best bet anybody ever made.
Friday night, 1964, the tribute. Beatles fans, feel the magic of those historic live performances. You got to check out 1964, the tribute. Rolling Stone call them the best Beatles tribute on earth. You can catch them Friday night at the Flagstar Strand Theater in Pontiac. And guess what? We have pairs of tickets to give away.
Oh.
If you email mail@drewandmikepodcast.com and you're one of the first 10 who asks for tickets to see 1964, the tribute. I see all those Facebook Live people will get the first shot, won't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfair to all the other people, but firsts.
If you're one of the first 10 people, you and a guest will get to see 1964, the tribute at the Flagstar Strand in Pontiac. If you're not, go to flagstarstrand.com or Ticketmaster and use promo code Drew for 25% off.
And when you email, put your phone number on there.
Please.
Yeah. And when you email, say,
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
Oh, say that too.
Yeah, that'll give you a one-up.
Oh, my. I'm reading the Elton John book. Is this getting good reviews, the book?
Yeah, it's getting great reviews. It's also number one. Ahead of Ronan.
Ahead of Ronan?
Ronan Farrow's book.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Are you surprised by that? I mean, this book, isn't this a worldwide book, Elton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's entertainment.
Yeah. I would think that
it's
would
Elton
easily,
John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although some of these bios are so bad. But he's spilling. He's spilling all over the place. He's spilling on himself. He's talking about everything, including this. Elton's talking about his love for disco.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he loved DJing on his system at home. And showing off all his disco records and his great disco knowledge.
Oh, well, like when he had people over?
Yeah.
Wow,
or through parties.
Party at Elton's house.
Oh, cool. Huge, ridiculous parties. So he also admitted that he would fall in love with the waiters at Studio 54.
Really?
And he would wait until 7 a.m. when they got off, and he frequently would strike out with them.
Oh,
He'd
my God.
He'd fall in love?
Yes. Okay. He falls in love a lot.
He wanted to have a relationship, not just bone him?
Well, that's unclear. I think boning him came
grabbing
first.
Hands.
Yes. So anyway, he said the DJs at Studio 54 had a better collection than he did, and the sound system's fantastic. And then he gets into how they could make anyone dance, even Rod Stewart, who he said used to carry on as if dancing was against his religion.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of think that's good for Rod. I'm proud of him for not dancing at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
But Elton says he always needed a little encouragement to get on the floor, which is where bottles of amyl nitrate I used to bring along came in handy. Poppers had become a big thing in gay clubs in the 70s. You sniffed it, it gave you a brief legal euphoric high. The brand I had was called, I regret to inform you, Cum, C-U-M. And it seemed to have a particularly transformative
effect.
Did they
trademark that name?
I guess so. Well, I don't know. Maybe they didn't.
And he pumped Rod up with this?
Yeah, he said it had a transformative effect on Rod.
Oh.
Offered some to him, and suddenly, after hours of refusing to budge, he was up and dancing for the rest of the night. Wow. The only time he stopped was when he was after another sniff. Are you got any more of that cum, Sharon? He called Elton Sharon. And Elton called him some.
Why?
Valerie or something. Because he's gay, I guess.
Cute.
I
it's cute.
Yeah. Because yeah. These guys are cool. They have cute nicknames.
Wow, that is a good story.
Hoppers.
Yeah.
And quite
there's kids out there that love this stuff.
A little weird asking Elton John for cum, but.
Especially when you're Rod Stewart.
Yeah, especially with, because the stomach pumping rumor was, exactly. That was already in full bloom by 78, 79, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it that soon?
Oh, yeah, that's okay. An old, old rumor. And Trudy, do you remember?
Because he's pumping somebody.
Do you remember why his stomach was full of semen? I mean, was there? Do you remember how that? Who he was performing on?
I don't remember. You know,
the football team, right?
Yeah, I thought it was the USC football team. Was the rumor?
Yeah.
Wait, football or soccer?
No, football. He blew the whole football team.
I thought Rod would be a soccer lover.
That's true, and that's a good
point.
Well,
the soccer team.
That's a good point, but I don't
but
think
he
was
in L.A., so.
I don't think it was about the sport.
I'm just saying.
UCLA?
Was Juice one of the players? I mean, USC? That would have been around the right time.
USC. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh,
imagine,
my.
Just picture the USC football team lined up
in
Rod Stewart's at the end of the line, like kind of like the, was the Houston? The Houston 500?
The Houston 500, yeah.
Boy, what a wonderful time that was when women would try to break the records for banging the most dudes.
Yeah, well, without it, we wouldn't have had...
Somebody get a dick!
That's what it's from.
The funniest thing by far to me was the line. Not
oh,
her.
Yeah, no, I know.
Not the fact that someone was putting an ice pack on her groin.
Oh, jeez.
Between dudes sometimes. But the line of people, some of whom were just standing there nude...
Well, the uniform was, most people had a t-shirt on and their shoes, and that's it.
Pathetic.
I know.
And then
we got to lay down some ground rules. When we wind up working the same broad, no eye contact between the two of us.
Wait, what?
And they're going to encourage us to explore each other's bodies.
What?
And that's a hard no for me.
You're standing in line.
Somebody got a dick?
In your t-shirt and your shoes.
Yeah.
And,
well, you don't want to step on anything.
It's a, you know? And it's a long
cleanliness.
Oh, it's a long line. Yes,
it's a long line.
Long line.
So you have to strategize when you prepare. Correct.
Yeah, I mean somebody's got a. Did they have fluffers? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, so they had fluffers.
So okay. If they had panned the entire line at hip level, just be like,
you got it.
Do you think anyone finished in line by accident?
We need one of the gals to fluff him up.
I'm not aware of that.
They're too excited.
Give it to me. Come on, you sissies. I can fit more of you.
But the funny
thing, excited from anticipation. They didn't time it correct.
You know what I noticed, though, looking at the line, was that there were quite a few people who were there with a buddy.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and they're like just talking in line with her.
Yeah.
You know, guys.
Hanging there. You know what, guys.
Wow. Sounds like a thing to do with your buds.
It's all about getting your rocks off.
Wouldn't you have to be like drunk or high or something like that when you were going to do that? And by the time you got up to the front of the line, wouldn't you be like your buzz was played out or something?
I don't think they had to be high or drunk. I think they just were. They look like the kind of people that probably didn't get laid a lot.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Crystal is hard at work on high finance, but possibly away from her desk. Porn is coming soon. Crystal, get to your desk and turn it down. This is a Crystal porno alert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
Turn it down, Crystal. There's some porn coming. Hey, Crystal, heads up.
Spill it.
Somebody got a dick?
Man.
Sorry, Crystal, for the late alert.
She probably didn't even hear the alert.
And sorry to Steve for just popping up right this second. He's out, Reed, but hey!
I'm just saying.
Gabar, Anthony, and all our friends at Zotford and Holly pride themselves on making buying and leasing vehicles simple, fun, and easy, all while saving you time and money. And now, of course, everybody's on A-Plan. Yes, you can get that fresh new Ford. You see the advertised price. Only be told you don't qualify because you aren't a Ford employee. Wrong! You can kiss that garbage goodbye with Zotford's employee pricing for everyone.
Wrong.
Everyone can lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4 as low as $89 a month. Oof. On a 24-month lease.
Wow.
Or the new 19 Ford Ranger Supercab XLT 4x4 as low as $155 a month. Also, 24 months. Hurry, because OddFord's employee pricing for everyone won't last long. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Why are you breathing so hard?
I ran upstairs and ran downstairs real fast.
Let you catch breath there. Oof. Dr. Yeldo has supported the podcast for almost 2 years now. And you know what? That means a lot to us. And it means a few things, too. That he believes in us. And we've come through. Nearly 100 of you have gotten life-changing surgery from him or on our recommendation. Either custom CATS LASIK, the most precise in the world, or what's called lens exchange for people 45-plus who just can't stand their reading glasses. Eye surgery is a
well-thought-out
decision, and it's important to go with the best, most experienced. And he's number one in Michigan. Over 30,000 LASIK and tens of thousands of lens exchange cataract procedures. Dr. Yaldo does not lure you in with promises of low-cost LASIK. There's a lot of noise about low-priced LASIK. Then you go in, you find out what the real deal is. If you've shopped for it, Dr. Yaldo promises Drew and Mike listeners he'll beat any LASIK offer that you get. Get the best, pay for the least. Or get the best and pay the least. The evaluation is free, 800-398-EYES. That's 800-398-EYES. Or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Well, what a, let's see, it's been about a week, I guess, since we had Jamie Kennedy, and then yesterday,
oh my God,
Jim Brewer and Dice calls at the end of the show.
Shoot.
Wow.
God, was that insane. Wow. I was already kind of worn out when Dice called.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a surprise.
But I did not expect him to call. I expected a full ball washing to be taking place.
Well, it's unpredictable. When you expect a ball washing, then he doesn't do it.
And during the interview, he said that, you know, he was talking about the Instagram that he does and his little stories. Do you have the clip?
Yeah.
Oh, is that her?
My opening act and ex-fiancé, Eleanor Kerrigan, sitting in her car fuming. She doesn't know I'm doing an interview. She just knows I'm on the phone. How long have we been on the phone? Nearly 40 minutes. I told her it's going to be 5 minutes. Oh, I'm so happy now. Because I'll do an Instagram video. She'll be so angry in it. And then I could post it, and you could see what she is.
Now, the image I had in my mind is exactly the image of what happened on the Instagram, like where he was. Because he said he was sitting outside the gym in his car, and that's what he was doing. Here's his Instagram.
Oh, my gosh.
What? She's pissed. She's very pissed.
What do you mean, what am I? Come over here. What do you mean, what am I taking?
You're in here for 40 minutes. I'm sitting over there.
I'm trying to help you. What do you think I'm doing?
You're helping me.
I'm doing an interview.
It's hot. I'm sitting in the car. There's 500 cigarettes out here. Everybody's coming in and out of the gym. Can you just...
I don't know why I'm getting yelled at. Like, I had to talk to somebody.
Let's go.
We got a show.
I know. And we're going to miss our flight.
We're not going to miss the flight. It's tomorrow. Eleanor, I'm in a good mood
tomorrow.
Today. Don't put me in a bad mood. I'm warning you right now.
What?
Starving. Let's go.
All right, just leave me alone. Jesus.
Oh, she was pissed. I love when she's outside the car and you just see her waving. And she
can barely hear her.
Yeah. So pissed.
I love that. We're going to miss our flight. It's tomorrow. We're going to miss a flight tomorrow.
I'm curious if anybody goes to see Dice at Andiamo's.
And Eleanor,
yeah. Let us know how Eleanor is. And I only say that because I'm a little suspicious when guys push the female opener, you know, because, well, ex-fiance, first of all, that's my first sneaky suspicion.
Uh-huh. Of what? What motive?
Well, maybe some of...
Retap thought? Or
people, that, yeah. Maybe people remember the Doug Stanhope appearance where boy, he...
Isn't that Mitch Hedberg's widow?
That was his widow.
And so Doug was, oh boy, that was not good.
Doug was filling her up at the time.
Yeah, that too.
And
it's crazy.
And I think she was kind of testing the whole thing out.
Yeah, and the test didn't go well.
No, the crowd did not like it, and then Doug got mad at the crowd.
Which wasn't the crowd's fault.
No, but it made for a memorable evening. I mean, yeah, I think that's
awkward as hell.
It was awkward. It was
like awkward, not in a fun way either. Like when the guy that opened up for Charlie Sheen was bombing.
Oh, yeah.
That was a blast. And I've seen that guy on sitcoms and other things since then.
Mm-hmm.
I think his name was Kirk Fox. We tried getting him on. He was kind of
to us.
Was he funny in his later?
No, I mean,
he remains unfunny.
He was on like an episode of Parks and Rec, and
you know that whole thing was really the whole Sheen thing. First of all, when
awesome.
He's Tiger Blood and all that, and I banged 7 crack rocks, and I mean he was crazy. He was absolutely.
And I was
nuts.
Banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
But every time he did an interview, I couldn't wait to see it.
Mm-hmm.
He was so wild. It was like this guy's his brain is moving 20 times its normal speed.
Duh. Tiger blood, Adonis DNA.
So he vows to do that tour, and no one in Detroit came close to covering Charlie Sheen the way we did. Did they?
No.
No.
Uh-huh. God, no.
I mean, from the beginning, wasn't the Dan Patrick interview sort of the beginning
really
of that?
It was really the start of it, yeah, where he started going off on Chuck Lorre.
Yeah, I forgot that was
That's
the whole
start
of it. Yeah, the fight over the show. So we had been calling and begging for an interview because he's doing the tour. He's coming to Detroit first, and we deserved the interview.
Yeah.
We really did.
And I think the promoters agreed.
Absolutely.
Really?
However, Charlie...
Very helpful. Mm-hmm.
Charlie was not... I don't think logic played a big role in anything he did at that time. And so... They kept changing the time of the interview.
Wow, winning.
And they were moving it back, and we were done with the show, and I think it was getting to be, 1:30, 2 o'clock.
It was a ball washing situation.
It was a total ball wash. I still can hear that guy going, Dice is washing his balls right now. That New York accent. So at some point we decided, he's out of his mind. These interviews are all insane. We could be sitting here all day.
Winning.
So.
Do you remember what happened then?
Yeah, I do remember. We left, and he called Mojo.
Well, before that, though, they're like, he wants to do the interview around, 10 p.m.
Yeah.
We're not coming in at 10 p.m. And I said, why don't we record it at 5 a.m.? He's on California time. I mean, we can come in and be there at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And that was unacceptable.
Done it.
Which would have been 2 a.m. his time. He would have been peak Sheen.
Yeah.
You see,
fun Sheen.
But people were so desperate to talk to him at that point because he was gold that, who knows? I don't know. Maybe Mojo went in at 10 p.m. I don't think so.
I don't think he did. I don't know. We should find, can we find out?
Yeah, we can find out. I definitely want to know. I want to know.
Can we call Mojo and ask him?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
we
about
do
right
that.
At this very moment.
Okay.
We'll work on it. I'll test the waters. However,
I think he's having a Halloween party, so.
What? We weren't invited?
Maybe, not tonight, though. I think it's tomorrow.
It's not Halloween yet.
The 955 listeners, celebrating for a week straight, probably. Or more.
No doubt.
They've got those young hormones going.
Yeah.
Anyway, by the time the show came around, we were still pissed about that. He really screwed us. I mean, here we've been his... champions, and I love Charlie. I mean,
mm-hmm.
He gave us an interview finally one day on the podcast.
Sorry if I offended you.
But I really was sort of rooting for that thing to bomb because I was still mad about
you hexed him.
Pimped on the interview.
You got interviewed on German TV, which I remember searching for so long to find the footage of you being interviewed by a German television station. I have no idea where it went.
I know that thing, it was at the State Theater at the time. And it was such an event. It was a huge event. Everybody was out there. Fox 2. I was on Fox 2. I remember that.
Remember who interviewed you?
Yes.
Was it Andre Isom?
Nope.
No.
Was it?
Alexis Wiley, who's now the...
Oh, it was Alexis. Okay.
For Mayor Duggan.
She appeared to be flirting with you, too.
I don't think so.
No?
I think she was just happy to have me. I don't think
she was
so.
Very nice.
I really don't. No, she was very nice. She's been in my basement.
Yeah, she was great when she came in.
Yeah, she's
very nice.
In my basement.
She's Sky too, right? She's Sky's.
Oh,
yeah, she's
very tall.
She is very, very tall. So, yeah, anyway, I was kind of rooting against the show because I was mad about that interview, which is sort of stupid. But the show did bomb, and it made it even bigger, I think. And then they talked about the show, about the mean Detroit audience. The show was great everywhere else except those Detroit a-holes. And that was crap. That was total crap.
They told Chicago on us.
They did. And then, you know, I ended up reading about every show because I was like, are they going to blame Detroit again for this? And usually they would suggest that, yeah, everything was great. There was booing in Detroit, but they're assholes. But then when you dug a little deeper, you found out that people were not loving that show. Yeah. It was not. He couldn't possibly live up to what he was.
Here he is getting booed.
How many shows did he do?
Not many. You know what the problem was? There was no structure to the show.
No, it was. He couldn't get up there and be fascinating, Tiger Bloody. Of course, we had. Didn't we have the intern for him? We had the contest to provide an intern for
Heather.
Charlie.
Mm-hmm. I'm still friends with Heather on Facebook. She's beautiful.
Yeah, Heather was. She was the perfect intern for Charlie Sheen.
I wonder what she's doing today.
And I don't think Charlie did anything terrible, which was the only danger, because he had his two girls then. He had two.
Yeah.
He had two.
Oh, that's right. He had his
live-ins.
Two stripper, were they stripper?
One was a porn star.
Star girlfriends, yeah.
Who, by the way, oh, wow, we talked about this,
oh,
didn't
breaking
we?
News, Heather still looks good.
Well, we knew that.
I think she's single. Wait, oh, here's a wedding picture. Oh, it's not her wedding.
Let me see Heather. I forgot what she looked like.
Let me go back. Hang on. Well, here's her picture of her and some dude.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember Heather.
Who's this dude? Oh,
that dude is all over the place.
Who's this dude?
That dude looks important.
Remember the porn star Charlie was with?
Well, there she is with Miggy.
Bree Olson?
Yeah, Bree, yeah.
Bree Olson. I heard that she wants to have a gender reassignment surgery.
What?
Yeah.
She can you look at anything up? For attention.
And then get back into porn?
I know. I was finding that a little hard to believe. Bree Olson.
Oh. I'm looking it up.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't see
who the other girl
she
is.
She just started talking about her non-binary gender identity. I think because she likes women as well.
Okay. Well, it sounded like she didn't like her genitals anymore.
Well, they're probably smashed to pieces.
Maybe they're just wrecked.
There's so much down there she can make a penis out of it.
Oh, here she is bearing her soul on Periscope.
Oh, yeah. But ultimately, Charlie came on the podcast and actually apologized for that. So
that's true.
He apologized for his appearance in Detroit.
That might have been the first news the podcast made.
That was a fun. That was a fun interview with him because he was just sitting in his kitchen having a grand old time.
Let's call him up.
You know, the fact that he thought we were at the gate when we first called and he got on the phone to yell at us.
Right.
That's funny. And then we had somebody listening to the podcast in California who told us he was delivering pizzas to Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
And that he'd become known to Charlie because Charlie requested him because when he was on his way, Charlie would ask him to pick up a couple of bottles of vodka.
Mm-hmm. He'd give him a huge tip. Postmates before Postmates started.
What are Charlie's finances are doing?
It's a good question.
Well, he owed so much money.
I haven't heard much from him lately.
He was... Wasn't he
lawsuits to people?
He's having financial issues, I believe.
He has a current net worth, according to the internet, of $10 million.
What?
But you'd think that
he made $2 million an episode.
You'd also think that that he put somewhere in his contract that he would get residuals from Two and a Half Men, which is extremely syndicated.
Amen, and popular still.
The Ashton version.
Yeah, right.
I saw an ad for the syndication, and it's really weird. There's Charlie, John Cryer. The investigative reporter and actor.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the Pete Davidson beat.
And the bratty kid who, of course, regretted it after he cashed all the checks.
And yeah, now he's really religious. Yeah.
And then Ashton Kutcher is, like, added to the picture.
Oh, really?
They
photoshopped him in?
So, in other words, you know, you might get an Ashton episode, you might get a Charlie episode.
You never know.
That's so lame.
Oh, I thought it was kind of lame, too.
It's really stupid.
Wow. What was the show with Ashton Kutcher? Was it?
I never liked the show ever. I don't think I ever laughed at the show.
I don't think I ever watched more than 5 minutes of it.
I wasn't a sitcom person. Charlie was good, though. I mean, for that, it worked,
sure.
I guess.
Sure.
Hey, so the Tarzan guy whose wife was stabbed by his son?
Ron Eli,
yeah.
Is his name.
It was a big news story this morning, and I'm watching it thinking, that's not the Tarzan that used to be on the TV back
Johnny
in the day.
Weissmuller.
Right, that's
was
what I
was the original
thought
Tarzan.
Was, yeah, and they always used to make a big deal. He was an Olympic swimmer and all this stuff.
He killed himself, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Tarzan.
Oh, how weird.
Tough gig that was.
Yeah, it was tough on him.
Because Ron Eli...
To not be Tarzan after being Tarzan was just too much for him.
And then they bring this other Tarzan stud in.
Is that what the song is about?
Yeah.
Tarzan boy.
Who does this track?
Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Yeah.
Never heard of
from Baltimore.
Kind of a one-hit wonder? Dealio?
They're from Italy, actually.
It will stick in your head.
Oh, God,
this will
yeah.
definitely stick in your head.
Yeah. But the thing about him is, you know, I was reading a little bit about it, and he's like, I have to play Tarzan. I couldn't play anything else. No one would hire me, so I had to go to Europe to be, you know, he had to be an actor over there, where no one ever heard of him again either, so.
Isn't the business of typecasting kind of silly, in a way?
Yeah, it is, you know, because...
If he had played something a mile from that character, wouldn't people have eventually gotten over it, would even out? And
yeah, he could have done anything.
But anyway, Ron Eli played Tarzan, I guess, in the TV show from 66 on. And so he's living in a mansion. $5 million house is for sale, I think, for $4.8. And his 30-year-old brat still lives at home with him and his wife, the kid's mother. The kid's name is Cameron, by the way. Cameron.
Oh, boy.
Who was in a $50,000 a year private school, Phillips Exeter, one of those...
Oh,
East Coast.
I know someone that
Didn't
went
JFK
there.
Jr. go there?
No, because there's two that are very similar name.
Yeah, I think
there's just like Exeter and then there's Philip Exeter.
If you can pay the tab at Phillips Exeter.
You're good, yeah.
You're good for any Ivy League school.
Really?
And he went to Harvard and he played, he just posted a picture of him, you know, as Ron Eli, quarterback of the Harvard football team as a freshman. Well, he never played, and he wasn't on the team his sophomore, junior, or senior year. Wah, wah. So why are you posting a picture, Ron Eli? Of course, he just murdered his mother, so I mean, I should be focused
on Cameron Eli?
The stupid picture. Yeah, Cameron Eli, the 30-year-old putz kid, just posted this picture. Look at me. Here I am in my Harvard quarterback days, even though I never played, and I was only on the team 1 year.
I went to Princeton University. No handouts, by the way. I earned my spot there, just like my father and his father before him.
So this entitled...
it's really funny.
This entitled, spoiled brat stabs his mother to death and then calls 911 and says, yeah, my dad just stabbed my mom. It's crazy. And they get out there and he's... not around. He decided to run for it. He's crying on the 911 call, too.
Oh, boy.
Very sad. Tarzan apparently doesn't talk very well now.
Ron Eli?
Yeah.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, I guess he's got... because he's old.
Oh, so even though the kid stabbed her, he said, look, you're going to make the call because I... didn't.
They had trouble communicating with him. Figure, like, what's going
Bummer.
On?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, they go, they find the kid, and they shot him to death.
Yeah. Well, he threatened them... with,
I mean, I'm going to take their word for it. That's fine. Yeah. He stabbed his mother to death.
I had to say that.
And he was a brat. And his name Cameron.
Yeah, sounds his like dad it. Had a heavy speech impediment. The first deputy to ride with the scene saying the actor can't even talk because of disabilities.
Oh. You still do the Tarzan thing?
He just kept going. What happened here, sir? Sir, where's your wife?
And of course, no one
Sorry.
Remembers Tarzan.
Too soon. Hashtag too soon.
But your most brutal moment.
So dumb.
They kill the brats.
That's the real Tarzan right there.
Did he even do that?
Yeah,
sound
totally.
For real, or
Fine.
Did they dub that in?
Here's Ron Eli.
What? They're two different. Look at that little Speedo he's wearing there.
Ooh. But check out this brat. He gets a degree from Harvard in psych. Ooh. I mean, there's nothing wrong with psych, but I mean, it's not the most usable degree immediately.
And then you do crazy shit. You've got a psych
degree. And he's a psycho.
Psych!
And
he's self-aware.
He's 30 years old with a Harvard degree and a picture of himself on the Harvard football team that he posts.
I live with his mom and dad. And then he's
living with mommy and daddy. And the last 2 years, they said he's been a security guard.
Oh.
And he lives at home.
Oh, boy. Yeah, boy.
So, yeah, he was doing pretty well for himself. And it's all mommy's fault.
Oh.
Oh, really? Like, why? I mean, do we know why he did it?
We don't know, but I think he blamed mommy because mommy only paid, what, $500,000 for his education? Mommy and daddy?
Serious issue, shallow thought.
Oh, please.
Dad would have kicked his ass. Dad would have taken the knife out of his hand and stabbed him to death.
I wish I had a father.
Ron Eli's daughters.
Really?
Brandon, I noticed that.
Where?
Yeah. They're all over the story.
One looking, hoo-ah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're both blonde.
He was pretty
young.
Handsome. I didn't know that Tarzan was in color at any point, I guess.
No one knows this Tarzan.
Saw those reruns.
One of them is a body part busty? Model, because I looked her up. Yeah, she got huge tubes.
Wow.
Mondo tubes.
Wait, that's the body part that
both
she models?
Of the
I don't know.
Is
her
that,
body,
is
her,
that the mom?
Her tubes were in the
this
picture.
This is the mom in the middle here.
The mom's kind of
the
hot.
Mom had a knockout rack, too. I saw an old picture of her.
Wow. I think they need comforting.
Aw.
I think the mom's genes should be isolated somehow and figure that out.
I don't know.
She's definitely passing racks on.
But she created half the thing that murdered her.
That's true. Well, that's why they need to isolate that gene.
Rack.
They got isolated.
Yeah. Just take out the rack gene.
There's a rack gene, no question about it. It comes from the mom.
But it needs to be activated by Tarzan's genes. So he's got to have the dormant rack gene from his grandma.
It's probably so. I mean, we're laughing about it, but I think
a little bit of a rack himself, though. See,
I think it's a reasonable hypothesis.
A bit.
He still looks pretty studly as an old guy,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He's in shape.
You think he's handsome?
Mark had a little bit of a rack. Ooh, yeah. A bit.
Very oily.
Yes, very oily.
Our friends,
a terrible job that must have been.
And our original sponsor at Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram have launched their Jeep Adventure Days, and you better believe it's as exciting as it sounds, because during Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand name Jeep you've been yearning for. How about a 19 Jeep Compass Limited as low as $166 a month? Or if you prefer the Mac Daddy, you can lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $260. How about that? $268 a month. Our friends at Zod have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, and they also don't want to leave out the Dodge Ram. People love them Ram trucks. Go lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Big Horn Edition as low as $145 a month. And yes, Zod has an ass ton of Rams to choose from. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Massive inventory. And Trudy?
Uh-oh.
Dr. Roche?
Oh,
I know they're pushing boobs.
Yeah,
boobs
very important.
Always
it's
boobs.
Boob season. Did you know that?
It's always boob season.
It's always boob
boobs.
Season. It's good in sweater weather, though, because your sweater always looks better.
Oh, yeah.
With
tight
boobs.
Sweater weather.
Right. And you can look sexy in your sexy Halloween costume this year in hot October.
Show me them big old titties. Come on.
They have a lot of procedures that you can use to tighten everything up, like body tight on your face. It's face tight, neck tight, etc.
Body tight's still raging, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know
and they're getting people back who got it 6 months ago, and it tightens over time. That's
right.
The weird thing about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it continues to build collagen, tighten things up, and pull it together
yeah.
On all of your body parts. They also, by the way, have Zorona, the laser, where it's minimally or non-invasive. It's actually non-invasive. You can lose inches. 11 treatments, $353. It's ranked at her 1,600, so that's huge. The Diva Therapy is available, and that's one of the, I think they said one of the procedures no one ever regrets, as it does a whole lot for a lot of people, including people who've had babies, well, women who've had babies, and you know, maybe have some problems with, like they laugh or sneeze or something like that.
Oh, that
so
like
they can
a
tighten all that
bummer.
Up.
And there were never solutions for a lot of these things for a long time.
Right,
so.
You just had to put up with it. Regular treatment, $1,500 for one, and then you can get a free G-spot, which is a $1,200 value. Plus, filler special, one syringe of Restylane, get $100 off the second syringe, and $3,500 saline breast implants, and that brings us back to
boobs. Boobs, always boobs.
For the fall.
248-338-1110. Yeah, get boobs for the fall.
And speaking about boobs, Maya Hawke, Ethan Hawke's daughter with Uma Thurman.
Quite the rack. I just bumped into her because she's giving a tour in a towel.
Well, let's combine all those jeans. Let's combine the Hawk, not the Hawk jeans, whoa, the Uma jeans.
Hey, you seen, checking her out there?
Wow, she's really pretty.
Check out her Instagram. She's like a perfect mix of those two.
Oh, she was in Stranger Things.
You sound like you're hot for half of Ethan Hawke.
I kind of am. He's a beautiful man. I'll admit it.
She's in the most recent season of Stranger Things. She plays the ice cream chick. Oh. So, yeah, that's where people will know her. It's the only thing that she's been in that I know of.
Sounds delicious.
Maz could not. He's handsome? Maz could not stop talking about how hot Hunter Biden was.
It was really weird.
Why are you so into him?
I don't know.
He's not that hot, is he, Trudy?
He's not that hot.
I thought he looked weird, too.
Yeah, I thought he did, weird, too.
Where's Hunter?
He looks a little werewolfy.
By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?
Donald Trump Jr., DTJ, was going after Hunter Biden. I don't know if it was on the internet or...
About a drip of irony?
Oh, that's perfect.
No, not at all. I thought there's nobody...
Are you talking about the interview he did with Hannity?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wait, Hannity had DTJ on?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But he was pointing out how everything Hunter Biden got was from his dad. I'll see if I can
and
find the clip.
Did Sean Hannity point out that might be considered a little ironic?
What do you think?
Oh, my God.
I don't
God,
think he did.
He didn't? Wow.
Of course not.
Well, it's a different entitlement. It's a different kind of entitlement, but it's still, come on, really? I mean, it seems like you'd know how silly that would sound.
Yeah, I know.
Father, and your son's entire career is dependent on that. They own you, Sean.
Let me see if I can find the unedited one. Well,
who owns you? Who's they?
Well, no one who's watching that is actually going to argue with that. So I guess that's why.
Well, you know, I'm not a Hunter Biden fan at all. And I think there's some really...
All right, it's a cloud of corruption.
Hinky activity there.
Campaign. Well, Hunter Biden is... He misled when he said, I'd not a penny. We know he's got equity, of course. Probably 20 million. Here's the thing. If...
Oh, is he talking about China?
Probably I don't know 20 what he's talking about.
I think he's talking about China. I am.
This was you.
Keep talking.
And your
I'll look
vice
for it.
President.
I'm kind of fascinated at how dismissive everyone is about the China thing because he flew on Air Force Two. And, you know, he gets this deal, this equity company, $1.5 billion. And everyone laughs about it like because Trump says it wrong. Trump says, he got $1.5 billion. No, he got it for a company that he was a part of that he bought 10% of when Joe was no longer vice president. Which is, well, how ethical of him.
Here's Junior going after him.
He then gets on the board of Amtrak. I believe that was 1996. So he was what? About
he knows
Hunter's
whole bio.
And the largest employer in the state of Delaware, where daddy is conveniently a senator. He then gets on the board of Amtrak.
That doesn't really mean anything that
he
was senator, but
it's kind of stinks.
What
was his experience? I guess dad took the train once in a while, so that made him qualified to do that. You know, it never ends. Then you had the China. You have Ukraine.
Where your sister
minor
is.
Problem. He's never been in energy. Doesn't speak Ukrainian. Minor details. But it's okay. And by the way, more importantly than that, they want to question my family. Or imagine being in hiding for months like he's been since we've been talking about this. And you come out and that's the interview you give. That's just guilt in and of itself because it was.
You think I could take him in a fight?
He wouldn't have gotten the millions but for his father. He said it on the stage. Then Joe denies it later on. And, of course, Anderson Cooper doesn't call him
Mike,
despite the fact that CNN, even CNN,
fake news,
fact-check them and said, well, Hunter contradicted this. So, you know, it was pretty disgusting. And like you said, if Donald Trump Jr. took $1.5 from China, not $1.5 billion, Sean, just $1.5,
we'd
solve the fake news media problem because their heads would explode and there would be none of them left. It would be over. If I did that for a no-show job for $83,000 a month in the Ukraine, no problem. You know what the difference between the Bidens and us are? We were international business people before politics, and we gave up
doing fair point.
All
no, I agree.
Deals going forward.
But as far as nepotism...
Starts talking about the, yeah.
You know,
international business people because of our political position. We put that all aside.
Yeah.
Just looking for the one part.
But. And I also just wanted to gag when I heard the school's paying him $50,000 for speech. DTJ? I'd be embarrassed. I'd say, nah, I don't think so.
It's $50,000, though.
Yeah, I guess. Ugh. Well, Megyn Kelly was on also last night on Fox.
Wow, Fox
had a big night. DTJ was on last night?
I believe so, yeah.
And Megyn Kelly?
It's making news today, yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people, I'm sure, would say, well, I kind of Megyn Kelly on because she used to work here and she doesn't work here anymore, and we hate her. But,
yeah,
but
she can't be on NBC, so.
Chance to attack NBC.
Yeah,
you see a lot less of that now. To attack NBC, I guess, is worth it. And NBC, honestly, mm-hmm. I'm stunned that nothing has happened at NBC yet. Because you've got all these people, including Linda Vester. Is that her name? Was it Vester Trudy or Nestor? Vester.
Is she one of the girls?
Former anchor?
Yeah.
She said that Matt Lauer was dangerous. And in her 10 years there, she was made very aware of that. And she also accused Tom Brokaw of harassing her.
Well, he got me too.
To kiss her, right?
Yeah. That was his M.O.
Kiss you.
I thought all Tom Brokaw stuff was way in the past. I forgot that there was...
Old habits die hard.
Fairly recent. But anyway, as far as these NDAs, it sounds like they're just littered all over NBC.
Yeah.
And multiple people still working there, that they're NBAs to protect them. And it sounds to me like Andy Lack and Noah Oppenheim, I'm not sure if it's one or both, had some similarly, maybe not as despicable behavior, but some pretty rough behavior. I mean, that just sounds like a horrible place to work.
Not NBC. I like ABC a little bit more, not much. Come on, ABC. Oh.
And also, Ann Curry today said that she...
Oh my God.
Go away.
She could destroy Matt Lauer. Right,
well, do it or shut up.
Why doesn't she do it?
I know. What is she waiting for? First of all, he's already destroyed. Second of all, she was blown out in 2012.
For ratings. She's terrible.
So, but why didn't she destroy him then?
Back then, yeah.
She had nothing to lose.
Well, she had to wait for the Me Too movement, which brought a lot of this to the, you know, to the surface. But
I hate all this self-righteousness. It's like, you know, if this is so awful, and
she would have done it. Or just do it.
I mean, it sounds like there is some pretty crappy stuff going on there, but I'm just a little surprised that all the
timing is really bad.
Outrage, and yet no one seems to be able to say anything, and yet all these people obviously talk to each other, knew each other.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The power of being on TV.
I mean, it's good that they're speaking out. As far as destroying Matt Lauer, though, I think she's a little late to the party.
Yeah, Tom Cruise
well
already did that.
So will Megyn Kelly...
Yeah, Tom Cruise did. You're right.
She doesn't have to work anymore, right? Because she has a crap load of money coming from NBC.
Ann Curry?
Oh, no.
Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly. No,
how much
she
did she walk away with? 40?
$68 million.
$68 million? Yeah, to get fired?
I think 52 after she got fired. She probably made 15 or 16 the first year, but... Yeah, she had a lot of money.
Sports Radio only gave me $1.5 million when I fired.
Really? I only got $1.5. Oh.
So many people have been stealing my money.
But I'm kind of wondering if she's somehow trying to put herself back in.
Oh, yeah. Back in play?
On the TV schedule somewhere, but where it's not clear.
It's funny, you know, how we talk about Megyn. Oh, my God, she walked out with $52 million. And I'm sure she's delighted to have all that money. And she was wearing a $1,700 gown last night, as someone pointed out. But I think Megyn Kelly needs to be on TV.
Oh, yeah.
That's more important than the money, probably.
Do you know how much is this dress worth?
And I saw some clips. I saw some clips this morning. That's actual audio over. And I thought she did a pretty good job.
Yeah, no.
I think Fox should probably hire her back. Shouldn't they?
Oh, they should make her the boss.
All those people are gone.
She gets scoops. I mean, she got good scoops at NBC. She was in the wrong kind of show.
She's already hated by the left.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't bad.
No, she wasn't that bad.
That daytime show was atrocious.
What was horrible...
Kissing Alex Jones' ass hurt her.
The whole business of the end. Of trying to make her into the lovable, family-oriented, I love my husband. My husband brings me roses on the set and all that baloney. And that was awful.
No.
She's not terribly likable, but she's ballsy. She's definitely ballsy.
Yeah.
And by the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white.
Did you see the promos or any of the posters for Bombshell, the movie?
Yes.
She looks just like her.
Charlie's Theron. Oh, my God, does she look like Megyn Kelly.
Yeah. I know. It's pretty strange.
I actually felt like when I watched the trailer for it, I really want to go. I was, you know, like, yeah, whatever, before. But the trailer's pretty compelling.
Is the movie just about Megyn Kelly?
No. Nicole Kidman and...
Oh, it's about Fox.
Margot Robbie's
Margot
in there.
Robbie
Roger Ailes days.
And Gretchen Carlson, Megyn Kelly. And who is Nicole Kidman playing? A third.
Don't tell me Gretchen Carlson or I'll be angry.
Probably.
And who's Roger Ailes again?
So, yeah, Megyn Kelly is played by Charlize Theron. Gretchen Carlson is Nicole Kidman.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
I can see that.
I cannot see that. Margot Robbie plays Kayla Popsicle or something like that. I think that's the one where they kind of created a new character.
I see. Like six of them.
John Lithgow as Roger Ailes.
That's a great
Oh, my God.
Is he packing on the pounds like Russell Crowe?
He looks like, doesn't that look like they made him up?
I haven't seen him yet. Malcolm McDowell is Rupert Murdoch.
Perfect.
Wow. That's a work. Yeah.
Damn, I want to see this.
Spencer Garrett. I don't know who that is.
Who's playing Bill O'Reilly?
This is by the Big Short guy, though, right?
Richard Kind is Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, and what's his name? Andy? No, not Andy. Adam McKay?
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly's not.
Who's playing Bill O'Reilly?
Nobody. I don't see Bill O'Reilly.
He's got to be in it.
The director is the
Jay
same guy
Roach.
As the Big Short.
Jay Roach is playing Bill O'Reilly?
No, he's the director.
Oh, okay.
Are you telling me Bill O'Reilly is not portrayed?
Oh, I bet he's mad.
Probably is.
He doesn't even get it.
Oh, did you see he just got pummeled the other night? Just pummeled.
That was a pretty stupid tweet.
He messed up.
Why would he tweet that? I mean, I understand what he's saying, but why would you tweet that?
He didn't believe the story. He didn't believe Beto's story.
Well, Beto O'Rourke, who has fallen so far, it doesn't seem like he's just fallen miles.
Beto's falling fast. Terrible. What the hell happened?
Beto O'Rourke said that he met someone who had four jobs and was living in her car.
Beto.
She had kids.
A special needs kid.
Yeah, a special needs kid. That's right. And Bill O'Reilly repeated that and said, I don't believe him.
And then his former digital guy, Beto's former digital guy, said, I was there, asshole. Here's the picture.
I'm not sure the picture proves it, by the way.
No, but...
I mean, I suppose we could get a forensic accountant. Does she really have four jobs? It sounds like it'd be hard to have four jobs, live in your car, and have a special needs. I mean, when you think about it...
Does the kid stay in the car for all four jobs?
That's kind of what I was wondering.
Because it is an adult. It's not a...
No, a babysitter comes by. Sits in the front seat.
How does she afford a babysitter?
But the kid looks like she's in her 40s. Like, the woman looks like she's in her 50s or 60s.
And her
kid looks like she's in her 30s or
40s. Let me ask this question. Who here, if there's a gun to your head, you have to get this right. Yes or no. Do you believe the woman has four jobs, a special needs child, and lives in her car?
I do. Why not?
I don't.
Gun to your head.
I don't believe it either.
Judy, gun to your head. If you're wrong, this gun is going off.
Four jobs. One of them could be like Uber. You know, it could be a gig job.
But Uber takes time.
I mean, if you're talking about four, you know, 6 hour a day.
Sure,
no,
I believe it.
Not.
I believe it.
You do? Okay.
You know what? I feel bad because I doubted in the last debate, the one that Elizabeth Warren, the woman that she brought up. And remember, we thought that person was like.
Oh, yeah.
How true are those
the
stories?
Name. And the name
was
weird.
It turned
out
to be real, so.
What did she say? What did Elizabeth Warren say?
It was a name she threw out. I can't retalk
about
it.
It's about a guy who needed health care for his kid or something like that. And yeah,
we thought she was making up the
strange name, and it turned out it was real. So,
well, you know, I suppose it could be true. It doesn't really matter. I'm sure the woman is in a terrible position, whether she has four jobs and lives in a car and has a special needs kid or not.
Yeah, because Bill O'Reilly has how much money to
enough to spend $32 million on sexual assault cases.
You know what?
Over a loofah.
But I've been looking and looking and looking and looking, and even though everybody's like, oh, he had the picture, he's right, I still don't see any follow-up of her living conditions, how it's possible that she has four jobs, one car, and children living inside that car. All I see is the tweets, and they're like, oh, he shamed him.
Well, I think Beto O'Rourke should have gotten her hotel room if all that is true.
Yeah, it's like
they just takes a picture.
The people, the journalists who go and find the starving children and don't just take pictures of them.
It might be somewhere.
Beto should have done.
I mean, there's no reason anyone should have to prove that Bill O'Reilly is wrong.
Brandon, why don't you tweet Beto?
But how does the photo prove he's right?
A picture does not prove that he's right.
No,
and people just wailed on Bill O'Reilly because it was just an asshole tweet anyway.
The woman seems
to have a special needs kid. I mean, there's really probably not arguable, and she looks like she's not in the greatest. I don't think her position is terribly good no matter what.
She could have four part-time jobs.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or she's like working 7 days a week. Or,
yeah, like not four full-time jobs, certainly. That wouldn't,
not sure
that wouldn't work, but...
Yeah, I don't even want to go there. And why he would tweet that, I have no idea. But the whole thing was kind of funny because he just got hammered.
That's the one thing he's said in like a year.
He has really disappeared.
Very dormant.
He has a podcast.
He does.
He does. Yeah.
No one wants to hear that.
You know what? Howard was playing clips from it, and this is the funniest thing of all: was the sound quality was really bad.
Oh. Wow, really?
Which is the ultimate sin for a podcast. If it sounds like shit,
yeah,
it just makes it sound so low rent. Why would he have a shitty sounding podcast?
Yeah,
and maybe it's low rent.
Maybe it's
because he's doing it from that lady's car.
Let's see. Maybe he's on the podcast charts. Hang on.
No, he's not.
You just
he
need
might
a,
be. You never
you
know.
Need a good microphone is all you really need. Or a
I could imagine a lot of people listening to Bill O'Reilly, but. It is a big come down from primetime television and the highest ratings on Fox TV. Yeah. let's see. Charitable. Anyway, Megyn Kelly made the most obvious suggestion. Why have all these people had outside investigators dig in and see what's really going on? And for some reason, NBC just wants to take the word of these two people.
And they're doing their internal investigation, which she finds, which is true.
Well, they did an internal investigation. Didn't they already do that?
Yeah, but they did an internal investigation where CBS and Fox had outside investigators come in and look at.
Yeah, and internal investigations, I'll give you an example of a really good one. Remember the internal investigation at E! For Ryan Seacrest? And they cleared him?
Yeah.
They cleared him in, I think, about an hour.
So the shoe thing?
Seacrest, out!
Bill O'Reilly's...
Oh, that's right, yeah. He was always in his undies.
Yeah, he had that girl tying his shoes. And his podcast is number 54. In the news category, Bill O'Reilly. We're number 74, by the way.
Nice. Nice.
We might be in a more competitive... What's more competitive, the news charts or the comedy charts, Brandon?
Comedy.
Okay, yeah. So we could be Iron Bill.
Oh, definitely.
We change categories.
Absolutely.
Just saying. And he's national.
Yeah, right.
So there. In fact, I think our new chart position is available. Hang on. We may have, if we went down, I won't say what it is. Just so you know. Come on. And.
We went down. We're going to have.
The Drew Mike Show is currently ranked on Apple Podcasts, comedy category, the most competitive, according to Brandon McAfee, number 68.
Hey.
Yeah, we bumped up.
Oh.
How about that?
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, all you people like Crystal who have people who don't know what's going on while she's listening to the podcast, rope more people into it and reviewing it.
The Mike
so
Clark.
So we can climb the chart.
Anniversary podcast is doing very well. I mean, the show's doing really well. We've been in the top 100 a lot lately.
Braggadocious.
But it does appear that Mike Clark has given us a bump. Whether we can keep the bump, I don't know.
You have had a big fucking head lately. Why don't you come back to reality?
So, I don't know if you guys heard the sad news about Toto.
Oh, what? Yeah, Toto's breaking. Toto
they're still around?
They're done.
Oh, that's happy
they're,
news.
They're finishing their 40th anniversary tour Sunday. And cool. Steve Lukather says... That's the end.
I was driving around and there was
a picture of him.
No, his hair is just huge, isn't it?
What the hell?
No, what's going on with his hair?
I don't know.
It's just huge.
I heard a song on the air the other day of Toto's song. It's just terrible.
I know.
It's this one.
Oh, I hate this song.
I don't
get
this song. It's just so dumb.
What's the line they're holding? Is this talking about defense? Hold that line.
Well, so I'm listening, and I'm thinking,
love isn't always on time.
Maz is in my head about, like, he's a great guitarist. He worked with this person and that person. I understand that. And I'm like, maybe that's why I'm not a musician, because I don't like this.
No.
I don't like it at all. I hate it. But apparently people do. What's the big song besides Africa?
Oh, boy.
Rosanna.
Similarly.
Rosanna Arquette song. By the way, I love that Rosanna Arquette turned down Harvey Weinstein flat. Just, no, fuck you, I'm out of here, asshole.
Wow, she's... Man, those Arquettes are prickly.
They are. Do we have anything?
Oh, this song sucks.
There's a new one they just released.
Oh, no.
No, it's going to suck. Just
have a new song and they're quitting?
Yeah. Off the album Old Is New.
This song is terrible, too.
I quit!
Sounds like a Phil Collins song.
I don't care how good the playing on it is. I don't like the song. I mean, can't you have the greatest players playing a shitty song and it still sucks?
There she goes. Oh, I like their percussion.
And Lukather's, he has played with everyone. He's a great guitar player. There's
no
doubt.
I've been told.
But, I mean, if he's playing a shitty song, it's still a shitty song.
Thank you, Steve.
He just chooses shitty songs to play.
Africa is a monster song for some reason. I'm not sure I understand it. I mean,
why is it?
I can see why people would like it. It's got
it's
a really
soft.
Big sound. It builds. Weezer covered it because some little girl asked him to. She got a gold record, by the way. That was
so
in the news
dumb.
Today.
I think people like singing along to it.
Yeah, Ryan was singing along with it on the 9 today.
He was?
Yes, he was.
What's his stand on this, then?
I think Ryan likes this song a lot.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a number one hit tune already.
And they cut off the music, and Ryan was still singing. He was kind of bummed.
He's the best.
Ryan
just
rocks.
Forget about watching the 9 because I'm always at work at that point. But yeah,
I record it, Trudy, if you want to come in
it's
and watch
a good
it
show.
When you get here.
It's funny.
Is there anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Call Mojo.
Call Mojo.
We have a boner line.
I forgot why we were calling him again.
About the Charlie
Sheen
interview.
Charlie Sheen thing, yeah. We call Charlie Sheen.
Let me see if I can get Mojo. Hang on. Drew Franco. Fucking great show today. Tribute course is great. You guys are crushing it.
Nice.
Does he want to advertise again?
I know, true.
Thank you.
Get your bosses. Come on, we did great for you guys. What's up? We've gotten you business after the fact. When the schedule ended, we still were getting Drew business.
We can call a lady who turned 107.
Oh.
Hey, she's got my little league number.
Her secret to long life is never getting married.
Oh.
But she's an old lady. I mean, look at her. She's old.
So instead she just put out all the time.
Hey, when are we all going to be able to get acid when we go and say, you know, I'm depressed. And they go, here, we're going to give you some acid, take a 6-hour trip, and everything will change.
I can't wait for that day.
Or you know what? I want to quit smoking. Can I get some acid, please?
No, they'll ruin it because you'll have to go and do what, like, what's his name? Anderson Cooper did.
Oh, yeah.
And lay on that couch and have that lady hold your hand.
With a blanket.
Listen to choral music. No, because if they pass it, they'll have so many restrictions on it.
But eventually they'll lighten it up, right? Maybe we'll be able
microdosing?
To maybe we'll be able to vape it.
Well, do you think they'll be prescribing microdoses soon? Because I want to try it.
Possibly. I think so. Yeah,
just be tripping a little bit all the time.
If you got one of those cool doctors.
Once you get used to that, that would be really great.
Yeah, I think I might be able to feel really good all the time.
Yeah,
I always had a little acid in me.
I think so too.
I can't believe it, man. I'm tripping.
Hall Financial is a top mortgage company in Michigan. They're known for lower payments, better options, and more personal attention. They'd love to do a refi for you and save you money. Or your first mortgage, or your dream house, whatever it is, take money out of your house, shorten the length of your loan. Anything at all, Hall Financial can do it for you, and we'll try. And they work hard. The more personal attention, I would point to that as the thing we hear most about when people do refis. People who've done them before, who've been through that fumbling process that it can be, or it's taken 44 days like the industry average. 19 days is the average for Hall Financial. So go to our website, Drew and Mike Show, click the link, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you within 8 minutes possibly. That's the record now.
Wow.
Or you can go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. That's if you want to save money on a refi. If you don't want to save money, if you don't want more money, do not go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Don't do it. They will save you money and you won't be able to get out of it. They got 800 five-star reviews for a good reason. Hall Financial, 248-308-5000, and they do sponsor all of our shows. And they're on our WLZ show, too, which is This, you know,
Saturday and Sunday.
A good portion of our program airs on 106.7 WLLZ, 7 to 9.
Yeah.
Both days.
You can be in bed with you when you're waking up. You know?
Aren't they going to pretty soon say, oh, God, the ratings are just dying since we took you off 8 to 11. We have to restore you.
Hey!
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 If you've got a hole, she's filling it.
I'm going to fill you up.
She's going to fill you up. Trudy Daniels, 10-3 on LLZ.
106.7, Detroit's Wheels.
You know what? I love that girl's voice when she says, I'm going to fill you up. It's so cute. Luke Nowacki would love to help you if you have financial goals you're trying to achieve or you want to have a financial plan. Luke would love to help you. He's got a whole team of people. You can email him at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com or you can call him 248-663-4748. Have an appointment. It won't cost you a dime, and you can work on those 401ks or those 529s to put your kids through college or coming up with a financial plan of any kind. Some people go in there and say, we're both making good money, and we're not saving a cent. What the fuck, Luke? And that's the kind of thing Luke likes to deal with. He'd love to go through your personal business privately and try and work something out for you. And you can call him again, 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services off the Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Remember, FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities, in our marketing names, products, services, reference here, are independent of Royal Alliance Associates.
Gibby, Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm getting my suit dry cleaned.
Oh.
Yeah, boy.
Oh.
Yeah, boy.
All three pieces.
Very nice.
Yes, and the shirt.
Which get a real suit, dude.
The shirt, I've worn it like twice, and it looks like somebody spent days in a sweatbox in it.
Hey, man.
What the hell is that?
That suit is you.
Who was in the sweatbox in my white shirt?
When was the last time you wore it? Probably sometime in the summer at some event you didn't want to be at where you were sweating.
I think I've worn it twice.
You went around in a Sears sucker suit.
I really do want to bring the sweatbox back. I think it'd be so good. Instead of having these long trials costing all this money, just put people in the sweatbox and sweat it out of them.
Yeah. Who should go in the sweatbox first? Mm. Who needs it now?
Well, Matt Lauer should go in the sweatbox.
Oh, wow. Great. Awesome.
Tom Brokaw should go in the sweatbox.
Die.
All the NBC people need to be in the sweatbox.
I think Alan Dershowitz needs to go in the sweatbox.
He does. You're right.
Yeah. Did you see the ruling against him the other day?
Dersh?
Yeah. There's a ruling on the case where he was trying to... Let me see if I can find it.
Was he trying to sue the victims of Epstein?
No. The one... How do we find it? Basically, it was a loss for him, though.
Good.
No, I know.
Ha, Dersh.
A loss for Dersh is a win for me. I don't know why, but it just feels that way.
Epstein could go in the sweatbox even though he's dead.
Oh.
So Virginia Jeffrey had the defamation suit against him.
Yes.
And he was trying to get it thrown out of court.
Oh, didn't he say what a big liar she was and all that?
Oh,
too?
Many, many, many times.
He was trying to get it dismissed, but a lawyer just ruled on Wednesday that, no, this is going forward.
Ah.
Which means I think he'll be deposed then.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a very interesting case, and he'll be quite combative, I can promise
you.
Look
at that guy. Look at that mouth of that guy.
He has spent way too much time on that.
And then they also found Ghislaine and John Luke in Brazil.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. They're in this upscale
area. You
want
to call the hotel?
Yeah, let's call them.
Here's their number, Brandon, if you want to call the hotel.
And then also, I know that Dershowitz, he lost that defamation or the case to dismiss it. However, he did get David Boies kicked out.
David Bowie?
Boies.
David Boies? He did get him kicked out?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, believe me.
On what basis?
And his entire firm.
Aren't there other lawyers? Who are the big lawyers besides those two now?
He has spent more time screwing Avenatti with that lawyer because he represents that Virginia Jeffrey, the Epstein victim, and he has maintained, he's the one that put this in her head. She never said a word about me molesting her until he represented her, and his sex life is far worse than mine. I've been with the same woman since I was 25 years old. Look at all his sex partners. Like, what? I mean, if you follow this Alan Dershowitz bouncing ball with the Epstein victims, I'm surprised he isn't canceled.
It's all red herrings.
But to malign this molestation victim, we know Epstein molested her for years.
Another
thing got filed in the Virgin Islands to undo the trust. Remember the trust that he signed a few days before he committed suicide?
That is a wild story. He's in jail. He's never getting out. He's the biggest pariah on the planet Earth. And he's spending hours getting his trust moved to the Virgin Islands because it's difficult to get to that money for the victims. He was so determined that these girls not take away his pile of money.
Oh, my God.
I know. Isn't that
fuck.
Just bizarre?
So they undid it. Yay.
Well,
they haven't undone it.
They haven't ruled
it. They're going to be fighting. I mean, that's going to be a real battle to get to that money.
So who fights in his...
Oh, his brother. Really?
He's got a brother that creep? Ew.
Yeah, probably.
You think I could take him in a fight?
Oh, nice.
Obrigada por ligar para o Infinity Blue Resort Spa.
You get drunk over there already?
That was press five.
Maybe press zero?
Go compras.
Should we just try zero?
I don't speak Spanish.
This is the music
Chiswick
Maxwell suggested. Yellow.
I guess he's pumping something.
Yellow.
We just asked for her at the front desk.
If the front desk would ever come to the phone.
There's kids out there that love this stuff.
I love the sax on this. It's great.
But it's not like...
I'm going to try to call back here.
Okay. Yeah, they had to actually track cell phones to these people in Brazil.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows where they are. Nobody.
I can't believe they were talking on their cell phones. Wouldn't they know better?
Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo.
Apparently she...
Good thing they did.
She has a new cell... It sounds like she has a new cell phone that's on a some system down in Brazil.
Ooh,
Austin. I don't know how she skates out of this one, honestly, except that she does know a lot of stuff about other people.
She sexually assaulted a lot of the victims, too.
Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo.
Nice upscale place you're staying in. They don't even have anyone manning the phones.
Well, that's how they like it.
It's Brazil. It's all
Epstein's probably paying him $1 million an hour not to answer the phone.
Slow down.
Hello?
Yo.
Oh,
yo.
It's ringing.
Hello. Ridiculous.
Yo. I know. This is ridiculous.
Just spelled Ghislaine in Maxwell.
It's the Infinity Blue Resort and Spa in Santa Carina.
Because it takes infinity to get a call through?
Infinity.
I don't know. You see, the thing is, I'm just randomly hitting buttons because I don't know what they say. You know.
You just mash zero?
Maybe we could listen to the message again.
I did. I hit zero, then I hit one, then I hit two, and so I...
Try five, because they said five. Five is somebody.
Can I see the number again?
Yeah.
Nice attitude!
So Halloween, of course, is just around the corner, and now kids... This came up last year. Kids can't dress up as stormtroopers, Star Wars stormtroopers.
Yeah, they can.
They can. It's, yeah, it's just being a jerk.
Nope. Because it's... They are thinly veiled police state executioners who blindly take orders.
The Germans?
Yes.
Well, no one's dressing up like that stormtrooper. Yeah, they're dressing up like the Star Wars.
They're called stormtroopers, though. And Ivanka Trump's kid was dressed as a stormtrooper last year. That's when it started.
Oh, I get okay.
They had a cute picture, and people started, oh, my God, this is terrible. Love.
Wow, nice attitude.
To conflate those two with each other, that's pretty. Some people have a lot of time on their hands.
I know, and that's not the dumbest piece of news today.
No, really?
It isn't, no.
Oh, what else?
The dumbest piece of news would be, let me find my notes because there was a lot to it. Okay, here's the headline. Jim Calhoun, who was the coach of UConn basketball for many years, many, many, many years. Now he's coaching a new team. Jim Calhoun denies calling former staffer hot. Which, from the headline, you can pretty well gather that someone in a conversation came up and he said, oh, I think she's hot. And someone is calling him out and wants him canceled for calling a woman hot. But not only that. He also allegedly asked the associate athletic director to clean up some spilled coffee because she said he said his wife does that.
How old is this guy?
He's in his 70s. He's an older guy. I can't see him saying it, but anyway, that's what she says.
Can't old dudes get a pass of some sort?
You know, he says that he doesn't call women hot. He says he uses words like pretty or beautiful.
Well, now he's a liar.
I don't know. I don't see a lot of guys his age going, hey, she's hot.
Really?
Who wants to suck an old man's dick?
Not really. I don't know. I mean, of course he could have. I don't know.
White men can't have anything anymore.
But here's the third charge against him. And get a load of this. They were coming up to a door that had to be unlocked, apparently. And he asked her to open the door when he had the keys in his hand.
What?
What does that matter?
I guess it suggests that he thought she should defer to him and go to the extra effort to unlock the door and open it. But he had his keys in his hand already.
We caught him.
That is so
petty. Get away from the door, nigga.
Jim.
Still have Jim. That in the system.
I thought that sounded so dumb. But not only that, the headline itself. Jim Calhoun denies calling former staffer hot.
Oh, wow. Nice headline.
Do women...
They broke the door of my mom's room.
What were they going to her mom's room for?
Do most women really feel that terrible when someone that has no sexual meaning to them happens to notice that they look nice?
No.
I feel like most women like a compliment.
Well, what's the power?
As long as it's not rude.
What's the power imbalance here, Drew?
Well, I don't know who the staffer is.
In what voice did he say, oh, he's so fucking hot?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he says he didn't say it, but.
Important.
Are we really going to be able to police men who talk amongst themselves when an attractive woman happens to walk by?
Well, I hope not, because then they'll police us for doing the opposite.
Yeah. If we want to. If men are never supposed to notice that a woman looks good or make a comment about it, aren't we going to need women to stop wearing makeup, to dress in uniforms? Can we get all women in gray uniforms, as Mike Clark used to say?
This is just locker room talk between guys.
In gray, dowdy uniforms. Shouldn't they? I mean, if we really want to make everything equal and everything, you know, so none of this horribleness ever happens again.
Then we'll just try even harder to look sexy that way and
you're right, yeah.
Foil you.
Just belt it.
That was locker room talk.
Zip it down.
So I thought that was really dumb. I mean, the headline alone, Jim Calhoun.
Oh, hot, 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 hot.
Tonight's calling hot, former staffer hot.
You know what, though?
She's a cool chick with a hot ass.
People being outraged about that versus somebody who rapes someone.
Yeah, no.
I think that's just
ludicrous.
Wasted anger.
And they heard
the audio. I found the audio of Jim Calhoun.
Oh, great.
Wow.
You're so
hot. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Wow. You are so hot.
That's probably what he sounds like.
Unbelievable.
Wow. It's happened a lot.
The second one, that's the security guard husband of Amy Fisher in their porn movie.
Lou Bellera.
He sounds so fake.
Wow. You are so hot. Unbelievable.
Is he like 25?
More than 7 inches.
Is he like 25 years older than her?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I always remember the like the juxtaposition between his bright white hair and his beet red face. You know what I mean?
Hot.
He looked like a cartoon character. That hair was just perfect white and his face was just beet red.
It is just the worst porn. And they've made updated porn,
too. I didn't know she did more porn.
She
that
did, but she'll
mind.
Only do it with him.
No,
and then now
really?
I think she's doing some with chicks now.
Brandon, do your thing.
He may have been
done. I'll play the crystal alert and you do your thing.
Oh, you need to play number one because we already all played right. Number two.
Amy Fisher. Let's see. Amy Fisher.
Brandon's going to pull some up.
Amy Fisher porn. I think.
This is a crystal porno alert!
Ooh la la.
There's some porn coming!
Skanky, disgusting porn is coming soon, Crystal.
Heads up, Crystal!
Oh. Fucking shoot!
And now the thing is, it's not just with Lou. The first few were with Lou.
Okay.
But she's got a lot of different ones with various other men.
Oh, with dudes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to watch one of those.
Oh, man.
I thought she, when she shot Mary Jo.
Yeah.
Turn over. I want to see that ass.
I want to see that ass.
Turn around.
Let me see that ass.
Yeah, I want to see that ass. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I love it.
He's so sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. He really.
Around, that's it. Up and down the class like that.
Somebody got a dick?
I love his that. Legs are two-toned.
How's that, baby?
Huh? How's that, baby?
Wait, is he washing her?
I said, yeah, that's it. That's it.
Oh, gross.
play that one. Play the one you got.
So all bad. Right. What
are you doing?
Oh, you gonna spank me?
Oh, that's the other thing he would do. He would never look at her or the camera. He was like looking at mirrors to sneak a peek at the camera. I think he's flexing the whole time.
Wait,
too.
Why did he do that?
Because I don't think he's turning her on anymore.
I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna spank you. I'm gonna just take control of you. You're so beautiful. That little pussy. Beautiful pussy.
That sounds so natural, doesn't it?
Yeah. Is he reading a cue card?
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
He's not hard. Why isn't he hard?
Why isn't she wet?
It was made for me, wasn't it?
What?
It's created for me.
Huh?
This woman of mine is beautiful. I love it.
Created for me?
Well, she didn't shoot anybody over your dick.
Right?
I think it was made for Joey Badafuco, if anybody. He shot a woman over it.
Soak it in salt water and see if it plumps up.
Wait, he's wearing pants. She's nude and he's wearing pants. Wait, why is she wearing a mask?
Why don't you take your floppy penis and go home?
I just want you to just trust me and relax.
Okay.
I'm a little uptight right now. Okay? How's that feel?
It feels good.
No, it doesn't.
You want to touch you?
How about this? You know, when he does it, just say, ooh, ooh, baby, that's the best I ever had.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, he's so sexy.
Hey, baby, what are you doing?
Oh, you look gorgeous. Mm.
Wait, he still has his pants on.
Oh, I love you, baby. You are so hot.
You don't
want
me to put on my makeup?
I don't think so. I think I want to just look at you and touch you.
Oh.
I want someone to cast him in like a real acting job to see how bad he really is.
Huh?
What would you like to do with me?
What would you like to do with me?
I'd like to never watch this again, Lou.
Spend a little time with me. Come on,
this is the worst porn ever.
Man. He's dropping on you. It's so cool. Yeah, you look great.
Nice attitude.
Sure, you don't think he's hot at all?
He just needs to stop talking. She needs to stop going, ugh.
I know.
It's all phony.
I think that's true in most porn. If the people would just shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, less is more, I think.
They need a director, too.
No sound.
Just lay a ding-a-ling on a popsicle stick and put a couple rubber bands around it, and you can say, you know, sorry, it's not like the old days, but it's going to have to do, you know.
And on top of that, they have all that room noise, too. It's exhausting.
Very echoey.
Were you watching Spanked Revision?
That was so bad.
Pornhub.
What was he spanking her with, by the way?
I don't know what that
was.
It's a sex toy, but
it's kind of
like
freaking me out.
He was too handsy.
It's a light paddle.
Wasn't he really handsy?
He's bumming me out. I think her brain was scrambled from all the touching.
You are so hot.
He was over-touching her.
And wondering why he's still in pants. Wearing pants.
I know.
Trudy, weren't they like...
You are so hot. Unbelievable.
They were like...
Bicycle shorts.
What are those pants that go down to your ankles?
They're like capri basketball
pants? Capri pants. They look like capri pants.
He would wear capri pants.
Turn over and we'll see that ass.
Yeah, we'll see that ass.
You know why?
If I thought you're hot, I'm giving it to me.
Oh, gross.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I don't mean to make an abrupt turn, but make him a meal and a card
and say, hey, I'm sorry about my thighs, but this is as good as it gets.
They're not going to put USA Today on paper.
I know.
That's bullshit.
It's one step closer to not being able to say USA Today.
Let me ask you this.
Hey,
it's
will almost we get as cool. the USA Today tomorrow?
It's almost as cool as saying Greg Evigan again. I loved that when he was around. It was so cool.
Well, you can still say the USA Today online. I read the USA Today.
It doesn't have the same effect, but
when was the last time? I guess it's okay. When was the last time you bought a USA Today tree?
It's been a while.
It was a while, but it was
part of the problem.
No, it was back when I was doing news. So, I liked it. It was a great
I couldn't
resource.
Tell you the last time I bought a newspaper, and I was in 7-Eleven the other day, and the guy in front of me was buying a newspaper, and his total was $5.75.
Oh, I know. They're so expensive.
What? $5 for
what? I think he was getting two papers.
Oh.
Ooh, which ones?
Ooh.
I think the News and the Freep. He was blown away by how
Mitch
much
Albom is on the news. Just a warning.
Whose life is he saving?
I promise you, this story's nice. I promise you, bad stories.
People are getting stuff.
Someone's probably giving something to someone.
They are. Look at that.
Is this at his place in Haiti?
And we do that through meeting the practical needs for hygiene.
It takes a lot of resources. It takes a lot of effort.
Nice attitude.
Yeah,
it sounds really like you guys have that.
We don't have to serve; we get to serve, right? And
it's a privilege for us to be able to do this.
With a blessing and a lot of needed bags, Greg and Sharon Monblow are providing some comfort and
hope.
Wait,
why is Mitch doing this story? Is he working for Channel 4 now?
He has been for a long time.
Oh, yeah. You never notice every time we're doing the podcast, he's up there interviewing somebody.
It's a segment called Mitch's Heart of Gold.
The Heart of
Gold. Oh, Mitch's Heart of Gold. Oh, that's so cool. That captures him so perfectly.
It does. I have the music too high in the mix, though. So
Mitch's Heart of Gold, unless you work for him.
Or you run into him.
Or you live in his neighborhood.
So
many stories.
I saw him at Jay Alexander's.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wait, the racist
one?
The
racist Jay Alexander's? That's outrageous.
Hey, Mitch!
Trudy, you go to the racist Jay Alexander's? Oh, we already covered that.
I did.
Mitch was going there to fix it, though.
But I was standing out front because I got a phone call, and I was talking to this person, and he just walks by, and he looked. He was like, his eyes are cast down, and his shoulders are kind of slumped. So all this good really has taken a lot out of him, I think.
I'm sure it has.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's exhausting.
When you're giving all the time,
you like what you see.
How do you have the energy to move on?
Yeah.
To carry on?
Yeah, I was worried about him.
His head looked really big.
You think I could take
story.
Him in a fight?
Is his head huge?
His head is huge.
Yeah. You mean literally or figuratively?
I just looked literally.
He looks a little large. I don't want to pick on a guy for the size of his head.
There's so many, really can't help.
When his attitude is easier.
True. Okay. Hey, what, Brandon, did you say LeBron came up on South Park?
Oh, yeah.
You sure did.
Did you watch it? I completely missed this.
I was in and out of the kitchen when it was on. So, and I got to run upstairs real quick, but I was waiting for it, and I must have missed it, but so I want to see it.
I didn't even notice it at first. So basically, last night's South Park episode had to do with like food and the plant-based burgers and stuff like that. Well, Cartman's all pissed off that they're using plant-based stuff, or they're at least trying to change
and they're doing that
cafeteria
because of protesting.
Correct.
People complaining and saying things.
So there happens to be a scene where Cartman is lamenting, and it went right over my head. At first, I just thought Cartman's mad, he's upset, and he's just screaming. And then after the episode, I go on Twitter, and I see, wait, South Park mocks LeBron James? And then I kind of put two and two together.
When I was watching, he has there's three words that he says in a sequence that The only time I've ever heard those three words together was LeBron's thing. So I backed it up. It's like, oh, that's totally
because LeBron's
his
been
speech.
Recorded in the last week.
The speech we played,
yeah,
about Daryl Morey.
Daryl
wow,
Morey
they
China.
Really do put that together at the last second. Don't
so
they?
Exactly, this is what it ended up kind of turning out to be.
Yes, we all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself.
Yes, we do all have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself.
Could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually.
It harms people financially, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
When he said those four, it's like, oh, it's totally the LeBron.
Wow. Oh my god!
So good of them. The China thing has worked out so well for South Park's advantage.
Oh yeah,
it really has. There's a lot of people talking about South Park. I mean, every season they do.
Oh yeah.
But right now it's so big, it's so mainstream. This whole China versus the NBA that a lot of people are just bringing it up.
There was a story too.
China, China.
What story?
A story about LeBron really going after Adam Silver in a private meeting about it, like.
Really?
To have Daryl, he wanted Adam Silver to get Daryl Morey fired from Houston.
What? And
make no mistake about it. LeBron runs the NBA, yeah.
Get him fired?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
No, because LeBron's got a lot, there's a lot of money he can make in China, not only from Nike,
fuck
but also,
him.
Also his movies.
What a Remember, fucking he's a movie producer asshole now. He is.
I really don't understand. How much money does he need?
Oh. He has to be the king of everything, million, I guess. Right? He has to run Hollywood. He has to be the
basketball.
Yeah, he has to have the most money.
Shoes.
He has to have the biggest podcast.
He does.
You have a podcast?
Probably.
Oh, well, he's got the barbershop. I'm sure he's probably got a podcast out there. But really, he was upset. I think he was most upset at the fact that all the NBA players were in China when this dropped, and so
oh, poor
they
LeBron.
Were fed to the wolves.
I'm sure they all beat him up.
That was the point.
They kissed his ass over there, and we know they kissed his ass. Of course they kissed his ass nonstop, like people were really coming down on him.
LeBron James has to worry about Space Jam 2, and that sucker's got to sell big in China. That's a, you know, $500 million to maybe $1 billion in China revenue alone.
How are all his TV shows doing?
They're all hits. Pretty good.
Are they all hits?
They do well.
Most of the stuff. I did see.
Except for the.
How many
the
is he on?
Wait, no, he did have that spectacular failure that was The Running Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Million Dollar Race or whatever. But The Wall did really well. The Barbershop did, you know, people like that, I guess. The Shop. I haven't seen Shut Up
I don't know
dribble.
What Shut Up and Dribble is. The LeBrons was a cartoon, but I don't know if that ever came out.
Oh, his best show was canceled last year, the NBA Finals. They
oh,
ran for
that's
seven
too
seasons
bad.
With him, and then it got canceled.
I honestly cannot believe. What an asshole he has
that
come off.
That was a good joke.
I did like
come
it.
On.
I didn't say I didn't like it.
That rim shot
left was the decision.
The decision. That was a good joke. I give Adam Silver some credit. Did you hear he actually admitted that money was the whole point?
Well, I saw him today talking to somebody. And
was it this clip?
We regretted upsetting our fans that also at the same time supporting Daryl Morey's right to express himself, right to tweet.
But trying not
obviously,
to lose money.
We made clear that we were being asked to fire him
by
the Chinese government,
by
the
parties. LeBron.
We dealt with government and business. We said there's no chance that's happening.
I'm surprised they didn't fire him.
There's no chance we'll even discipline him.
They?
So in that context, I was saying on one hand, we were supporting free expression. But again, maybe I was trying too hard to be a diplomat. In saying that we understand, though, that the reaction, by the way, not by the government, there was no regret that directed to the government, to our fans. As I said, hundreds of millions of them in China. Subsequently, because I saw that, in my mind, that was being misinterpreted, we wanted to make an absolute clear statement that the values of the
NBA, yeah, he's gorgeous.
Started a Dreamweaver.
We are an American business. Travel.
I forget. But he goes on to say that. There's no doubt the bottom line is going to be hurt from this.
Wait, don't any of these people have contracts? Doesn't the NBA have contracts with the broadcast entities in China?
Yeah, but it's China. Those
yeah,
canceled.
They can just cancel it in a second, I guess. They canceled the Rockets, right?
They didn't show the pregame. Yeah,
I mean,
preseason
there,
game.
There's nothing legally binding there, so if you piss China off, that's it.
What court are you taking them to?
China court.
Oh, yeah. That's a court you want to
That's a court I was thinking of.
China court.
What court? I mean, there are...
Kangaroo court.
No, I don't understand.
Great show, by the way, China court.
Does their deal say that you're not allowed to express anything negative about the country of China, no matter what they do? If they murder the rest of the world, except for the NBA in China, you can't say anything about it?
Did you see the memes?
I mean, it's interesting that Adam Silver... And LeBron James didn't mind when all their players were supporting Colin Kaepernick, which the NFL felt was hurting its bottom line. That didn't bother them at all. They were full steam ahead. But you know what he said today that pissed me off was he said, I called Daryl, you know, who had the horrible tweet that had to be deleted.
Yeah. Because he was uneducated.
And according to LeBron,
how much money LeBron can make from China.
Exactly. And he said that I didn't give him any particular advice. Oh, really? You didn't tell him to shut the fuck up? You didn't say that? And then he also said that Daryl's going through a tough period because, you know, when hundreds of millions of people turn on you. Wait, really? Did hundreds of millions of people turn on him?
No.
Or did the people at the top in China turn on him? Is it, are really that few people support the people that want freedom? Really, nobody in China wants freedom?
No, they do, but they can't express it, right.
No, but the people in Hong Kong were, and he was supporting them. I'm inclined to think that at least as many people loved his tweet as didn't like it in China, and probably a lot more.
At least they're having anti-LeBron protests now in Hong Kong.
Yeah, they've been burning his jersey.
I'm trying to find the picture.
Because of the tweet?
Because of his comments.
Which comment? He's been nothing but blowing China.
Yeah, exactly.
But so Hong Kong has been having...
pissed off at.
Oh, yeah. Hong Kong is burning his jersey.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah. Of course.
So, you remember that picture? I can't remember... Can't remember what game it was. He might have been yelling at J.R. Smith, and he's doing this, where he's got his arms out in front of him.
Yeah, when J.R. could have put it up to win the game.
And he didn't shoot it, yeah. So, the protesters of Hong Kong took that photo and put a giant, like, Chinese... What do they use there? The yuan or the ring ping or whatever their dollar is? And so it looks like he's just carrying this giant amount of money. It's really funny. Those are some talented protesters you got, Hong Kong.
Well,
Photoshop.
I guess LeBron just wants people to shut up and dribble when it comes to his money. But when it comes to anybody else's money, then people should really speak out.
I hope this keeps going on, like, throughout the whole NBA season to see if people really do get kicked out of games for if fans protest.
But if you're kicked out and if they fire...
Oh, yeah, they're kicking fans out.
If they do that, I mean, like the guy whose tweet inflamed all of this... Doesn't he have a contract with someone?
Daryl Morey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you can void his contract for freedom of speech.
Well, no, I don't think
That's why they didn't discipline him.
Yeah.
If they would have,
they're in a horrible position. There's nothing they can do that works, really.
They could tell China to fuck off.
They should tell China to fuck off. Yeah.
And I honestly cannot believe people are bringing signs to the game saying, you know, I support the protesters, and they're kicking them out of the arenas.
Well, there were four of them in Philly that got kicked out, and I didn't realize the reason. Well, not that there's a good reason why, but the reason why they did it is because the 76ers were playing against a Chinese team.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently Xi Jinping is going to be watching the game.
It's America!
Get so upset!
And but there were other people, though. They were forcing them to wear shirts over their shirts.
Yeah.
Why don't they get their own NBA and just do their own thing? Now?
Well, that's the one thing they can't steal, Trudy. They can't steal a bunch of 6'11"
guys.
Black guys.
If they're willing to deprive their country of something they truly love as much as they love basketball, then aren't they? Yeah, that's how I feel. But you know, money, money, money. Always follow the money.
And they do have their own Chinese Basketball Association. It has a lot of former NBA players.
Yeah, the white guy, Jimmer Fredette. Wasn't Jimmer Fredette tearing it up in the Chinese
basketball? Jimmer is?
Remember that white guy?
Well, who's the one? Excuse me, was it Marcus Camby? There's somebody who's
Did AI
massive.
Play there? Did Marbury play there for a while? Didn't Stephon
I think
Marbury?
Yeah, Stephon Marbury is a huge superstar in China. Huge.
Oh, is he?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah,
and he makes
big.
Tons of money there.
Remember his Starberry shoes? Do you remember that when he did his own shoe?
I remember he had his own shoe.
Brand, which he sold at like Stephen Barry's for $10. Which it's actually a really good story about it because, you know, he wanted to buy Jordans growing up and they were way too expensive, so he wanted to just buy his shoes.
Were they good shoes?
He's a good dude.
How are those $500 big baller shoes doing?
Awesome
these days?
If you can get your hands on a pair.
Something else about that. They asked Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, about Enes Kanter.
Oh, great question.
I know. It was really comical how he's choosing his words so carefully. Enes Kanter hasn't seen his family in 5 years because he has been speaking out about Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And Turkey's like, fuck you, fuck your family. And, you know.
Tried to have him killed.
He can't go back there.
And for Adam Silver not to say, I support Enes Kanter 100% and, you know, this is an outrage. But no, he can't just say that.
You need that Turkish basketball.
I know, that it's unbelievable. I mean, at least stop acting like you're the social conscience of the country in the NBA if you don't mean it.
Amen.
Fake! Boner line. I can't wait. Are we going to get reamed in the boner line?
A little bit.
Oh, man.
What votes? Oh, God.
Hey, like I said, there's bad, but there's also good.
These are more bad.
209-66 boner. Oh, man. So punishing.
All right. Sorry. Here we go.
Hey, guys. I don't mind all the sports talk, but I was just thinking maybe Maz should record on Sunday for the Monday show because you guys talk the most sports that day.
Oh.
And that way Maz won't get so much shit when you talk sports.
I got a better idea. No fucking way.
Yeah, I just wanted to call to give Drew some credit. I know he's been a little upset about some of the comments on the phone line, but I think it's great that Drew's willing to be multi-generational. I think Brandon should consider making him an honorary millennial.
I got a better idea. No fucking way.
For LCA, instead of painting the seats black or red or whatever, why don't they just paint them the color of a green screen, and that way they can CGI fans in there, and they can make them as diverse as the watercolor things that they showed us were going to be around LCA to begin with.
We have to appreciate genius. We all like genius.
Maz was supposed to go see Shawshank Redemption. We need a review out of him.
Truly was a Shawshank Redemption.
Got a huge separated at birth between Dr. Dow, I Want to Go Home, and Dennis Rodman, I Can't Even Go Home.
I can't even go home.
I just wanted to say goodbye, guys.
See ya.
It's been a fun ride, but I can't do it anymore.
Uh-oh.
Try listening to today's podcast. The first hour was, or not hour, I got to about a half hour, and you guys were talking about sports. And
are you okay?
I don't even know, really, because I kept zoning out. I got
nice
in
attitude.
40 minutes, and I kept fast-forwarding, trying to find something interesting, and I couldn't find it. I think it's time for me to move on. Just can't do the podcast.
All right, see ya.
Okay, bye.
We're way too far out.
Right, bye.
Later, dude.
You know, if you guys would not talk about Bad Baby, I would never fucking think about her. So maybe do the world a favor and stop fucking bringing her up.
How about that?
True. The fact that the cone at Starbucks almost took you out by the creamer is a sign that you should be drinking your coffee black like a man.
Okay.
True. If I hear you tell Maz one more time that it's not a fucking sports podcast, I'm going to lose my mind, dude.
Are you all right?
I'm very fucking excited to hear that Gronk is in the Thursday night game. Thanks, Maz. Fuck you, Drew.
Fuck you.
Mark is so far up Drew's ass.
What?
I can't take it anymore.
All right, see you.
One other thing, too. When's Mark coming out of the closet?
Hey, that's a good one.
Hey, I know it's not supposed to be a sports podcast, so why on the October 6th show were the first 15 full minutes all about sports? Nice job. None of you.
Stop whining.
Hey, real quick story. Just wanted to let you guys know, Drew and Mike podcast brings people together. At my restaurant, I had a guy come in with the Drew and Mike podcast merch with a nice polo. I was like, hey, nice polo, man. He's like, hey, you listen? Of course I listen to Drew and Mike podcast. It's the best. And now he comes in maybe once, maybe twice a week. We talk about the podcast, Drew and Mike podcast, bringing people together.
Very nice.
Hi, I just wanted to say that Trudy has the most adorable laugh. And I love the way she says, always. And I'm sorry, Zeus, I'm not trying to hit on your mom, but she is just absolutely adorable.
Oh, I want you two to kiss each other.
Hey, guys, love the show. I hate how everyone keeps complaining about the show, so I'm going to list off the things that I like. I love that Never Ever clip you played the other day with Mike Clark fighting.
Ever, ever, ever. Wish I love.
You guys are at your best when you call hotels or other businesses.
Me again.
I love it when you say you can only make outgoing calls or you don't have internet.
How about that internet?
A lot of the calls are cringeworthy, but awesome. Keep Maz.
Yeah.
Keep the Brandon farts. Love when Drew reads letters in that voice and Brandon plays that part. I like it when Drew says, Brandon, hit the outro. And I look at the counter and there's another 5 minutes. That means there's some great bonus materials. I love, ooh. I love when Drew crinkles the paper in the microphone when he's pissed off.
Thank you.
I love it when you do a voicemail review.
Thank you.
I love it when Drew says, we need a forensic accountant.
Hi, my friend.
Anyways, that's all the stuff I love about the show. Don't change a thing. You're awesome.
I love you too that much also.
Love hearing stories about you and the Triple Threat Trio. Keep them coming.
I love that story.
So all them haters,
go eat a big bowl of dicks.
Hey, I wanted to be the first to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
Huh. Wow, that's right.
Wow, that's a lot to digest. My.
I know what you need for your birthday, too, is the Beatles singles box set. Coming out November 22nd.
Yeah, pretty cool.
When I looked at the 40-page book photos.
I never knew you were such a Beatles fan.
Like, how much more could they reinterpret?
I like the old 45. The old 45 covers are hard to find. But I guess, is it not as cool when they're remade?
I don't know. You know, this whole thing is coming out in November, but then you can get it as a download. What worth does that have?
Yeah, I don't get
you're not getting anything.
How much does this thing cost? $500?
But you don't have internet.
Oh, I don't look.
Will Gene Simmons personally deliver it?
No.
For another $2,000, he probably will.
No, but
that'd be hilarious if they had Gene Simmons delivering them in person.
Tonight is the night they're supposed to go on the glass bottom boat off the coast of Australia and play for sharks.
What?
Really? That was the most thing I've ever heard, but they're finding new ways of merchandising themselves. And Airbnb proposed it, and they're like, yeah, we'll do that.
Lord. I just got an incredible idea. What if Gene Simmons became an Uber driver and charged like $300 a mile for Kiss fans?
Oh, that'd be Kiss Cab, yeah.
Kiss Cab, perfect. Oh. Wouldn't that be funny, Gene driving an Uber and charging some ridiculous rate?
Oh, the audio would be insane from that.
Watch the upholstery.
I think if he thinks of it, he'll do it.
Welcome to Kiss Cab.
Give me a high rating, please.
Yeah. He would have to introduce himself.
What's your rating?
and say it's another great day above. Well, how does he?
It's a great day to be above ground.
What about Peter? Will he have his own cab too? Or
Peter Chris? Yeah. No, Peter Chris has abused drugs and alcohol so badly, I don't believe he has a driver's license. And if he does, he shouldn't. Wouldn't say he goes for Ace Frehley.
Yeah, live on the edge and go in the Ace cab.
I'd love to go in the Ace cab, the Ace Uber.
It'd be nuts.
Be less expensive, too. So we lost a guy. A guy left us. He said goodbye.
Yeah, he's just bored.
It's really dramatic.
It's like a light switch. Just one episode bored him and he's done.
Don't believe
he's not allowed to.
He's bored.
We might have written down his number to see if he ever calls again.
Why
he did text the line a lot.
Can I ask a question? Why do people get so mad? It's like today I'm looking at Twitter and some guy is on something completely unrelated. It was a silly tweet, I think, and there's, you know, I'm reading the comments. They're all pretty funny. People, we have some really funny people who respond to stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like the guy that said charge your phone. Yeah. And the guy that noticed the two girls eating bananas on the cover of the show that was we were ahead of, which is a great tribute to us.
Yeah.
And in the middle there somewhere is some guy saying, stop bashing unions, thanking you in advance. Was it stop bashing unions? Was that what it was?
Yeah, something,
like that.
Yeah, that's kind of a buzzkill.
Bashing unions. We have never bashed unions. I could show you where people are bashing the UAW. I mean, really bashing. I could even tell you what they're saying. But speaking of, why are you not allowed to have any analysis of the GM UAW? And if it's unfavorable to the UAW, you must be canceled.
Do your homework.
I hate you, or you're bashing us. I mean, look at all the abuse we put up with.
Yeah.
To abuse us, we have a phone line and people call and rag on stuff and we play them on the show.
Does the UAW have a boner line?
Yeah,
they should have a boner line. They should have to listen to it.
Yeah.
That should be part of the deal. GM should set up a GM
boner line.
UAW boner line. People can complain about what's wrong with their car.
Everyone has to listen.
Yeah, you have to listen.
Or you could call into it and listen to what the boner line for both of them says. So you could all be like, know what everybody else is complaining about.
You know, it sounds like they may not be working for possibly a couple weeks. Is there an update on the story now? I know two more weeks would be a bummer, man. And be a bummer for the workers, too.
Yeah. And the state.
They sent the deal to the workers for ratification. By the way, when they say they do that, how do they do that?
Don't they vote?
They vote.
So they go, okay, come to your, what, union?
Yeah, no, they,
yeah, you know, I, something
your
like
shop
that.
Or something like that. It
seems like a Tom Mazzawayan question. Nuts and bolts of UAW voting.
Well, no, I was just questioning something that I'd heard for years being presented that way, and then I'm like, how do they actually do that? Do all the workers?
Yeah, they all get a vote.
I believe, yeah.
And
all union members.
That's what, you know, there were a lot of stories about it today, and they were saying that this Lordstown plant, which GM does not want to do anything at the Lordstown plant.
No.
They want to shut it down. And they were offering assistance packages where workers could, you know, opt just see ya because they're going to go see ya, apparently, or they're just not making money at the plant. I don't know what the deal is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're going to give them packages of, I think they said $75,000 to $85,000.
Oh, wow.
However, the story was, and I don't know how accurate this is, so don't yell at me, was that the union may not ratify this agreement over the Lordstown plant. If they don't keep it open, they may not ratify it.
If you're a union member here, wouldn't you be a little pissed off? Be a little pissed off about that?
Yeah.
That's
not the way the union thinks, I don't think. They're not supposed to.
That's not what I asked, though. I know the union doesn't, but what if you're a union member?
I wouldn't be happy if. Because this deal looks pretty good. But also, they will have to cross. The janitors are on strike.
Oh, really?
So they would have to cross that line to go to work.
Janitors?
Yeah, the janitors are on strike.
A separate?
I guess
shouldn't
so.
Shouldn't they be together?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I think that's the idea.
I would see the bonus
for... They've been off for 30 days. They've been making $250 a week. Yeah. And, you know, they have no health care. I guess they pay for COBRA. That's not easy to do.
I had a dumb question. Maybe you can answer it for me. Because they were pointing out how much the state is losing in income tax because these people aren't making any income, about $18.5 million from income tax revenues.
In the month they've been off?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, GM itself has lost $1.5 billion, and if they're off two more weeks, they'll lose more.
So does the state lose that money, too, or are they not paying any state taxes?
Stupid question.
That was kind of my thought there was, how much is GM paying in state taxes?
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
How much are we losing in that one, or do they not pay? Because we know a lot of the automotives do not pay federal taxes, like Netflix or Amazon.
They've had a few breaks.
I'd see that $11,000 bonus opportunity and just be like, yeah.
I know. Oh, $11,000 bonus for the workers, a signing bonus, and a $4,500 signing bonus for the temporary workers.
Is that bigger than the previous?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
I think it is. And
I don't know what to do with all the money they're giving us. It's crazy.
And then, you know, they had the secondary workers, you know, were making $17 an hour as of 2007 because they wanted to build smaller cars. They will make $28 within 4 years now instead of 8 years.
Wow.
Healthcare will not be touched.
That's surprising. Yeah.
And I mean, it's a lot. There's a lot of great things going on here. Plus, there's no longer a ceiling on the profit sharing.
Yeah.
Which
that
was
makes sense.
Which was going to be $12,000 this year because it was $1,000 per billion made, and they made $12 billion. I don't know how much more GM can make. Probably can make more. So, yeah, I hopefully this is done soon. But they were in the middle of the day today, they were suggesting that this could go on a couple more weeks, and depending on the meetings today. And, you know, there are a lot of people who are losing work, losing hours because of this strike. So... those people, they may be bashing unions, but I'm not bashing unions. If you go on Facebook, if you like yelling at people who you think are bashing unions, go on Facebook and see people who are really bashing unions.
That's what Facebook's for.
I wish I had someone like the UAW going to bat for me because
the union
do pretty damn well. And that's not bashing.
I know. I think more than anything, I've always been a little jelly, just a little jealous.
Absolutely. How could you not be? They're paying 3% for health care, whereas most
totally
people are paying
100%.
Envious is probably the better word.
And maybe they don't, you know, I would think that would be something that everybody understands. But maybe when you're used to having it, like government workers, they don't pay for health care like we do, do they?
Oh, no.
Government workers?
No.
No. Hey, Trudy, you wondered how a union deal got ratified. They do have to have the meeting first, though.
Y'all know me. My name is McManus.
This is actual audio from the last meeting.
For two reasons. To have intercourse in exchange for cash. Oh. And two, to protect my rights as a man here. Boot.
Boot.
3 years ago, when this union told we men hares that we were to stop having intercourse with underage girls, I strongly disagreed. But I did not stand up. I'm ashamed to say. I stood down. And then, 3 months later, this union told we men hares that we were to begin washing our private areas between customers. Our private areas. And once again, I'm ashamed to report to you gentlemen. I stood down. But now, sir, for what am I to tell my 8-year-old boy when he comes to me and he says, Daddy, Daddy, what's that thing hanging off of your he-pussy? How am I to tell him, sir?
Yeah!
No.
Ugh.
Oh, wow.
So Cuba Gooding was investigated in Los Angeles
for his main move.
An assault. Yeah, butt grab.
This is his main move, man.
Sounds to me like he's got a drinking problem.
Yeah, well... Read the I might have starred the quote from his lawyer about him being out.
He's investigated for grabbing women's butt in Los Angeles. Prosecutors said against charging him. He's been accused by 14 women. 14 women on the East Coast. Now it's emerged an unidentified woman also went to cops in California to accuse him of grabbing her behind while at a party in L.A.
Yeah, there was audio, too.
Wow. You are so hot. Unbelievable.
Cuba doesn't recall this case, the attorney told the site. He's out every night of his life. He meets so many people. He interacts with so many people. He can't remember all the people he meets.
I don't remember.
Maybe he shouldn't be out every night of his life.
Yeah, it sounds like he's out kind of late.
Get used to it, because that's my main move.
Sounds like he likes to party.
Wow, that was a good move.
And, you know, he also said the other day that... one person accuses him, and then these other people come out of the woodwork and just make things up. Mm. Yeah. Which, you know, how else do you explain 14
people? They want money.
Sure. But what about video?
There's video of him grabbing this woman. I mean, I don't know how you argue with video. If he wanted to say that that was consensual, that would be one thing. But he says he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
He's grabbing her boob.
You can see it.
It's... I don't know. It's really weird how nowadays people can see a video of something and say it's not true.
I don't know.
It's really strange, isn't it?
I just wait for it to work in my favor.
Amen. Well, there's always that 10%.
I'll take that.
We'll see it differently.
If it happens.
And this, you know, I meant to talk about this yesterday. The author of the Sandy Hook book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. Mm-hmm. This is the author who is saying that it was all fake. Nobody lost their kids. They're all liars. They're all actors.
Conspiracy to take guns away. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Which I can't believe how many conspiracies there are to take guns away, by the way.
It didn't even work, though.
Well, it doesn't work.
Nothing changed from it.
The part that's irritating is that I don't hear a lot of people saying take people's guns away. It's really not a common thread.
No.
Well, Beto has been talking about it a lot.
Yeah, but look at him.
Beto is one guy, and he's not getting any traction.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
I know it, but he keeps saying, we are going to take your AR-15s.
He's not going to do anything.
It's a bunch
How's
of bullshit.
How's he going
to
do that?
He won't be able to. But what I don't like about it is, what kills more people annually? AR-15s or drunk drivers? Drunk drivers do by a long shot. What has Beto O'Rourke been convicted of in the past? Drunk drivers. So before he can take anybody's AR-15 away, he better give his driver's license up.
Well, they do take driver's license away from drunk drivers.
Well, he has it right now. He's allowed to drive.
Boom! Hot take!
Exactly.
I mean, that's not the
best. Boom! Hot take!
Not the best comparison.
He also has some writings when he was when he was in his punk band. He's got some pretty scary poetry.
What?
I don't know. You didn't hear it? See that?
No.
Oh, it's really way out there.
About?
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
I don't remember exactly, Trudy. It's really strange. I think he apologized for it. In fact, I'm sure he did.
Well, I'm glad he apologized because I respect that.
He also apologized for his white privilege because he got out of those two arrests without any.
Oh, that's good.
Broke into a football stadium or something, and he was let off with a hand slap and his DUI. And he said that.
How is he still around?
He owes it to his white privilege that he was treated with kid gloves.
Beto!
And by the way, I meant to mention this during the Jim Calhoun accused of calling woman hot story. I still think that hot people should apologize for their hot privilege because they do get things they don't deserve because they're hot.
True.
Look at Instagram.
Hot take.
Yeah. People are posting.
Boom! Hot take!
Making money off commercials and posts just because they're hot. Just because they take hot pictures of their hot selves. That is a privilege.
No, you're right. Absolutely right.
And that
nice
person
attitude.
Has a huge advantage over a Rocky Dennis.
So they should.
Rocky Dennis can't just post pictures.
And Rocky Dennis is always the example.
Well,
why don't we start
example?
Instagram for Rocky Dennis? Maybe he can become an influencer.
I like Rocky Dennis. I'm a fan.
You look worse than that Rocky Dennis kid from Mask.
He fought, man.
Who's the actor that looks like him? Was it Eric Stoltz?
Eric Stoltz played him, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he looked the most like him, didn't he? I mean, he doesn't get a lot of roles since then, has he?
No, he's had a couple.
You think he's handsome?
He did Pulp Fiction.
What's he done lately? He hasn't done anything. I think he's looks too much like Rocky Dennis, or he's just... Is he
looks like
typecast as Rocky Dennis?
He's a ginger, isn't he?
Doesn't do anything. Yeah,
he looks like Rocky Dennis. Rocky Dennis has red hair.
Eric Stoltz wasn't even going to be an actor until one day he was walking down the street and someone, you look like Rocky Dennis.
Get out. Really?
He was perfect for the role.
It's a true story. No, it's true.
Stop
Why
it.
Else is he an actor?
Shut up.
He was, I had a special DVD of Back to the Future. Like, I don't know if it was like the collector's edition.
How pumped were you?
Well, I love
the
movie.
Did you watch it with Al?
I think this was post Al, but anyway, I didn't realize that Eric Stoltz pretty much they filmed like a half the entire movie with Eric Stoltz, and then they were like, "Hey, Michael J. Fox can do it. Stoltz, you're fired." And they reshot everything. I didn't know that, and they had all these clips of it. They basically had the entire movie with Eric Stoltz in it. It was
they got rid of him because he looked too much like Rocky
cut
Dennis.
The Rocky Dennis character out of Back to the Future.
Yeah,
he would have been good
he's
in
going
that.
Back to his birth.
Oh, look, there's a whole video on it. Look, you see how it's got all the different, hey, here it is with Eric, here
Here's
it is.
Rocky.
Yeah, here it is with Rocky Dennis, here it is with Michael J. Fox.
Here's his red hair.
Oh, they dyed his hair to look less like Rocky Dennis?
Yeah. I forgot he was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He was one of Nick Cave's stoners.
That's the power of love.
Oh, God, that song is awful. Sorry.
Anyway, that was a slight little bloop. I apologize.
My God, you're right. Stoltz hasn't done it. Anything.
He hasn't. I haven't seen him in eons.
Oh, he's in Madam Secretary, I guess, is a show.
Oh, with Téa Leoni?
I have no idea.
Big fan.
No earthly
no,
idea.
I don't watch it.
I haven't seen Téa Leoni in a while.
Hey, is there anything cool new on Netflix this week?
No.
No?
Mark was just very upset that Netflix doesn't have good movies.
Yeah, how come Netflix doesn't have... Remember when Netflix came out and it was all these movies?
I know.
I never see movies on there anymore.
I couldn't
it's
agree
all their
more.
Own crap.
I have a... I get this feeling all the time, probably because I got excited about Netflix at one time and I went through there. I just raged and just watched everything. And there's like, there's nothing to watch on Netflix. Every time I go, there's nothing to watch on Netflix.
I finally watched the Breaking Bad movie. I liked it. I liked
Did
it
you?
A lot. Yeah,
okay.
it just felt like another episode. Really.
I think a lot of people like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it does well in Rotten Tomatoes. I just didn't care that much about Jesse, I guess. I don't know.
You can watch Big Mouth. Big Mouth is the new season.
Yeah, Big Mouth's okay.
New season. You wouldn't like that.
I don't think I've watched anything since Stranger Things on there.
You watch all your Lettermans.
Well, now it's competing with the ID channel.
Is Crashing back? Wait, why is Crashing on Netflix? Oh.
Oh, it's a different one. That's the British
what?
One.
How can they have two Crashings?
Because British.
You know, I know
Jack Horseman.
I didn't really finish the Sandy Hook book guy.
Yeah.
Because. He apparently defamed Leonard Posner, one of the fathers in the book. And,
it's the guy we've talked about before, right?
Yeah, who's just been threatened to no end on social media and the internet because his son died. And, you know, he is seen as this actor who wants to get guns banned. And so you know, therefore people just, you know, death threats and, you know, fuck you and your kids, your kid didn't die and on and on and on. And I guess in the course of this saying this is a conspiracy, he has passed the definition of defamation because he's calling out this grieving father as a liar. And Leonard Posner won, and this guy has to pay $450,000. So now he's offering his book free on the internet.
Oh, great.
I know. Isn't that, that's really smart. So I guess he still believes in the conspiracy. And I don't know how those Alex Jones cases are going. I have a hard time believing that Alex Jones can't be sued over this. I don't know.
I don't really hear anything from Alex Jones anymore. Oh, I went on InfoWars.
Did Alex Jones get hurt by the, you know, he was restricted on social media?
Oh, I think it's hurt him.
Has it? Because I don't see it.
Where is he selling his vitamins? How do we get those?
InfoWars.com.
Everything must go. Look, I'm pointing at you on the picture, Trudy. You got to buy it. It's an emergency sale. 40 to 70% off, free shipping. You get double Patriot points, whatever those are.
Globalists don't want me to be on Twitter or Facebook, so you just go to InfoWars.com. That's InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Make sure you buy all of my wares.
Wait,
everything must go, though? Does that mean he's not going to make them anymore? Because I need some of those supplements, man.
Trying to find...
I haven't seen him in a while. Being off social media, it hurts him. It does.
His audience seems like the kind of people that would just find him no matter what they had to go through or, you know,
they found him pre-social media, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you make it hard to find someone, obviously it's going to hurt him, but... Yeah, but I haven't heard much about him at all, and you'd think he would be extremely loud right now.
Right. Yeah, but he has lawsuits to...
Yeah,
he does.
He just lost an appeal a couple days ago.
Yeah, these are not your garden variety lawsuits either. I'm frankly amazed the Sandy Hook thing went on as long as it did. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long it was a thing on his show, but it was months, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Forever. Yeah.
And he's on... How many radio stations is he on?
I don't know if he's on very many anymore.
Oh, I think he is, isn't he?
Yeah, I thought.
Stations?
I thought we determined he was on a lot more. I didn't think he was on that many radio stations either, but I think he's on more than I ever dreamed.
He loves, they love putting stories on InfoWars about the impending economic collapse.
Holy crap, I'm wrong.
The bubble and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so he can sell more of his bone broth and survival gear. I'm not joking.
Oh, right now.
I really think that's why.
Everything must go. Emergency sale, 40 to 70% off and free shipping, plus double your Patriot points.
Sure, do you want the honors?
Okay. What?
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Did you read the exact thing?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I said I was pointing at you.
Oh, sorry about
right
that.
Right at you. Shop now.
So
how could that have happened?
It would seem that he's hurting for revenue, maybe?
I don't know if he's hurting for revenue.
Well, I mean, compared to...
I mean, compared to what he was, yeah, I would think so.
What, how many stations is he on, Brandon?
I can't tell, because he's on this Genesis Communications Network, and they have... God. Thousands of stations throughout the U.S., but I don't know which ones he's on.
I recall reading that he was on a lot of AM stations, and he bought time. And it's not that he has to buy the time because no one listens, but in order to make himself available, he'll pick a lot of sort of hurting AMs because AMs are running out of ways to make money, and if he can sell his crap, you know, on an AM signal where his listeners are the kind of people who will go to AM to find him.
Yeah.
Unless it works out okay.
On his site, they don't really list the stations.
No.
They just, I mean, you can watch it live here or,
if
you want to quote.
Is there one here in Detroit?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But
you mean the most censored news broadcast in the world? That's what he says.
Oh.
Also, you can get the banned InfoWars podcast on your mobile device.
Ooh.
Well, I could never find call letters of stations until I found some site where someone else was talking about him, and they were sort of analyzing how he does what he does, which is he was making a lot of money. He was doing very well, and they were suggesting he had a lot of people listening to him. But I wondered who in the world keeps it a secret, the radio stations that they're on. Who doesn't promote when someone is on your radio station?
Here's the list.
But I just kind of wondered if maybe he didn't want to draw attention to it for some reason.
He's in Traverse City.
Oh, my God.
Is he?
Onaway, Michigan.
On a way.
Minnesota, Kansas City.
Ooh, Layla's all over Trudy right now. she knows this show's got to be ending
soon. Scratching a hole in my leg. For
Layla received a bone marrow transplant in January. Come on up here, Layla.
Layla.
You all know Layla. Layla's a bigger celebrity than our two senators.
Play that one again and listen to how he says Layla the second time.
You all know Layla. Layla's a bigger celebrity than our two senators.
When I was pulling the drop, I wanted just the second half, but you don't know that he's saying Layla because of the way he says it. He says a very Brokian.
In Onaway is in the northeast.
Oh, okay. Way up
the
there.
Lower peninsula.
I'm surprised he's not on a station here in Detroit. Aren't you?
Yeah, I thought maybe he'd be on the one in the old building, one of those frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
The old building, yeah.
Yeah, because there's
what's going on in the old building?
A Christian radio station in there.
Mm-hmm. They rock.
My buddy from Wheels, Nips, works there, helps him out.
Did you go to the Marconi Awards celebration? Did you
know real name
they're the best station in the country now?
I did not.
His real name's Nipples.
Yeah, he brought me
koozies
from that, though. That was cool. I got that.
Oh, their audience must be big drinkers.
Oh, man. You know what? That's
what a stupid present.
That was hilarious because I told you about the koozies that, you know, Nips brought me from the religious radio station. And Mark's like, wait a minute. What are they doing with koozies? Because koozies what are they drinking for? Not allowed to drink, right?
Well, they can't get water. Drunk. They can have water.
And we do have koozies available at drewandmikestore.com.
Well,
really?
Oh, and our Instagram page is rocking. Drew and Mike Show on Instagram. Jen is pumping it up, trying to pass 6,000.
If anybody has any thoughts as to what they might want winter merch, status because that meeting is coming along.
Can we get one of those puffy
coats?
Trying
to think of other things. You want to do puffy coats?
A puffy coat with the Drew and Mike logo on it.
Puffy coat? You mean like Seinfeld's puffy shirt, but a coat?
All the winter coats. You know, like space coats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I gotta see this.
You know, Drew, you've seen
what I wear.
I don't know.
Yeah, Mark has one. It's silver.
My space coat.
Here's a video that features our koozies. Teams and his buddies send these
love them
videos.
Those videos are amazing.
It's funny. People always ask about koozies, and I just go, people really?
Teams!
Koozies?
What's he doing?
Hey, Drew. You guys, Teams.
He's just pulling merch out of his pockets.
He's throwing koozies.
Throwing koozies. And then he'll attack the camera.
He's the most intense person I've ever met.
I know.
It's
got
funny.
Those down to an art form, too.
I think I may have stolen his idea because Evan will FaceTime with Brooke.
Yeah.
And Brooke can blow kisses now. You know, her vocabulary she's quite a little character. So anyway, I started blowing kisses back, and then I started kind of running up to the camera and blowing it. You know, like I was flying
in
the camera.
Yeah, we heard that.
Night. That was very loud.
Adorable.
We'd hear, ready, and then boom, boom, boom,
so,
boom.
So now I'm coming from the other room and running all the way up to it, like from way back, and she loves it, but she wants me to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. So,
well, then this is where the parenting comes in. That's where you just do it like from the side, like peekaboo.
Okay.
It's really the thing.
She needs the adrenaline, though.
Where did he go? Peekaboo.
I don't want to hurt the...
I don't think she's laughing because of all the effort you're putting into.
Oh, I think she is. You have not seen what this looks like on the other end. It's quite impressive.
Well, I'll FaceTime you, and you can do it for me.
No, I'm not doing it.
What?
Brandon, the Hall Financial Hotline should be shut down, and we should get the hell out of here, which is one of the things, many things that guy likes about the show. And by the way, all the negativity does bring out a lot of positive people.
It does.
I want to say and email and say they love the show. They love everything about it. And you people are whiners.
Tweeted that he was having such a terrible day, and then he listened to the show, and it switched him. Felt much better.
Got to talk about the haters, because now the trolls are headline news now. So you have
That's right.
Nice attitude.
The weathercaster at KSDK, someone... This cracks me up. I mean, we have people on the boner line complaining about the show, and we play it on the show. Anyway, she got DM'd somebody who said, you need to cover your stomach bulge on the air. It's really disgusting. I see it every day. Wear some what'd she say? What kind of shirts? Some wear some loose tops or do something, get a girdle or something.
What?
And so she informs this person.
Boom. Hot take.
On the air, of course, or, and on all her social media, that she's happy with her body. I like pasta, bread, and cheese too much. Obsess over my weight. Hashtag no more fat shaming.
Oh, whatever.
I love these people, though, beating up on their one listener who complains about the wrong thing.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
She should
just throwing it all over Facebook, Instagram, everywhere, and then getting lots of support from people. Although I got the same thing, didn't I?
She could have made it up. Maybe she made it up.
Yeah, it's true. I think
see the original message.
It would pay to make it up because all the support you get is amazing.
Next thing you know, she's working four jobs and living in her car with her special.
I'm calling the boner line complaining about me.
Bill O'Reilly should call her out.
Sunday, I'm going to the lines.
Somebody get a dick.
You gotta pay the troll toll. If you wanna get into that boy's hole, you gotta pay the troll toll to get in. You want the baby boy's hole, you gotta pay the troll toll. You gotta pay the troll toll to get in. Troll toll.
What you say?
Troll toll.
Hey, hey, hey.
Troll toll.
Could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?